Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Today begins a special series, Afghanistan, The Road Ahead, with radio reports this morning, online through the day, and on the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. We begin our reports with CBS's Mandy Clark in eastern Afghanistan on one key operation in the military campaign.
These U.S. troops are hunting down Jalaluddin Haqqani's terrorist network in eastern Afghanistan. U.S. forces call this network the most dangerous threat to Afghan security.
You know when you're fighting Haqqani based on them coming together in the size of force and how committed they are.
As winter begins to take hold, the U.S. military believes many Haqqani fighters will head to neighboring Pakistan. As the traditional fighting season ends, the number of attacks against U.S. forces is expected to fall. But now they will start a different mission, convincing Haqqani tribesmen to turn their backs on their leader and set their weapons down.
The bloodshed serves as a backdrop to the sharp debate within the Obama administration over the shape of Afghan policy. We're live at the White House this morning with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And, Nick, that crucial debate continues as the president meets again today with his military and foreign policy team. National Security Advisor James Jones told CBS News War Commander General Stanley McChrystal's very public call for a major troop buildup is just one alternative.
The president should be presented with options, not just one. Fait accompli.
Retired Marine General Anthony Zinni says a prolonged discussion at the White House could send all the wrong signals.
Certainly it's great to have the strategic debate and to take all sides into account, but I think we have to be careful how long this goes on. It could be seen not only out there in the region by our allies, even as the enemy, as being indecisive.
With more on one of the major options in that strategic debate, here's CBS News national security correspondent David Martin.
It's called Counterterrorism Plus, and some of the president's advisors are pushing it as an alternative to sending in tens of thousands more troops. It calls for using special operations forces to kill or capture the Taliban while the Afghan army is being trained and equipped to take over the fight.
Counterterrorism Plus means failure to me.
Fred Kagan of the American Enterprise Institute says it's too late for counterterrorism.
We're not holding now. We're losing. And we need more forces to reverse momentum that the enemy has acquired.
Kagan says 40 to 45,000 more troops are needed now. And he didn't just pull that number out of the air. Until recently, he was an advisor to General Stanley McChrystal, the American commander in Afghanistan. David Martin, CBS News, The Pentagon.
Correspondent Katie Couric on the CBS Early Show says a critical aspect of the policy debate centers on Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
There are a lot of people who don't have confidence in him. They don't feel as if the Afghan government is really strong enough or powerful enough to protect their interests. Mm. And, you know, is he the right ally? He really is the only ally we have, though.
To contemplate the road ahead, we need to understand the path already traveled in Afghanistan. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan has that part of the story.
From the rubble of 9/11 emerged the war on terror.
These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve.
And that resolve led to the Afghanistan invasion 8 years ago. Called Operation Enduring Freedom with a clear goal, says CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons.
Overthrow the government of Afghanistan at the time, which...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Neighbors of a 70-year-old Adams County woman may very well have saved her life, but Mary Garcia remains in critical condition at St. Anthony's Medical Center. She was attacked just outside her home by a pair of dogs.
As far as I knew, it was just dog bites. And when we got to the hospital, apparently the stress was so great from the dog attack, she suffered a stress heart attack.
Mary's son, John Garcia, spoke with our partners at 9 News. The owner of the Boxer and Pitbull mixes has turned the dogs over to the county to be euthanized. He faces 2 counts of owning vicious dogs. 8 soldiers from Fort Carson have been killed in Afghanistan. The military says it happened when insurgents attacked a pair of remote outposts. All 8 were from the 4th Infantry Division's 4th Brigade, which went to war in May. The post has now lost 278 soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. In sports, the Broncos are 4-0. They did it with a late touchdown and then a big stop at their own goal line to beat the Cowboys 17-10. And the Rockies are headed for the City of Brotherly Love. They play the Phillies on Wednesday in the first round of the National League Baseball playoffs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, it's a pretty good start as things do get up and running. Now, CDOT has wrapped up their overnight construction projects, so you're not going to find any troubles on I-25 downtown or on C-470 between Broadway and Vasquez. We'd had a project all weekend that really been messing things up. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. You're going to run into areas of patchy fog this morning. Could kind of slow things down. That pretty much before 9 a.m. It's also going to be a bit drizzly. Currently, it is only 42 degrees. We can expect a high of around 59. Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
By the way, Bill Press, pro-intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night, his past football exploits, the celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
The worst day this year in Afghanistan. Increasing the pressure on President Obama in his decision on whether or not to send more troops. That's the number one issue of the day. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to this third hour of the Bill Press Show on Monday, October 5. Great to see you today. Hope you had a great weekend and ready to jump into another hot week here. Hot. Two big hot issues at this end of Pennsylvania Avenue here in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol Building. The Senate Finance Committee finally getting around to voting on its health care reform attempt at the legislation. And to the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, President Obama dealing with health care, yes, but also principally dealing with Afghanistan. We're on top of all of it here at the Bill Press Show, and invite you to join the conversation at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7777. Especially look forward to hearing from you whether or not you think this news from Afghanistan means we should be sending more troops or we should be getting the hell out of there. The website, too, BillPressShow.com. Don't forget to check out the president's schedule for today. He begins today after some meetings with his top advisors, which are not open to the press. He's going to have a meeting in the Rose Garden with a group of doctors supporting his health care reform legislation. I hope that one of our good docs, the Mad as Hell docs, will be part of that party. I'm not sure that they are. From what I've heard, there may be some little difficulty getting them included in the group, but damn it, they ought to be there. They drove here all the way from Portland, Oregon. They represent hundreds of thousands of doctors around the country who are for single payer. It's the best way to go, and they ought to be, one of them at least ought to be there with the president in the Rose Garden today, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe get Obama on the phone. Let's straighten this thing out. All right. We got Team Press here. Peter Rogburn and Dan Henning in place today. Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Hi.
And on the Sunday talk shows yesterday, the subject of right-wing talkers did come up. And it was interesting because even Rachel Maddow was on Meet the Press. It was not any of the lefties that said that were criticizing the right-wing talkers. It was two conservatives. First, New York columnist, New York Times columnist David Brooks, who has wrote a column actually last week about how ineffective Glenn Beck and how dangerous Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh are. He took after them again on Sunday.
Even on the Republican side, we've got, you know, frankly, people I consider loons and harmful for America.
Loons.
Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, all these guys. They don't control the Republican Party. They were all against John McCain in South Carolina in the last primary season. And John McCain won the South Carolina primary. These talk radio guys couldn't control Republican voters in primaries in South Carolina. They have actually no power over real Americans. It's a media circus. Most Americans are where they have always been, sort of center-right independents.
They are loons, and it's just a media circus. And media strategist Mike Murphy, who ran John McCain's campaign back in 2000, remember, up in New Hampshire, Murphy also piles on saying these guys couldn't deliver you know what.
The noisiest parts of kind of the conservative media machine have far less influence than the mainstream media machine that covers the Republican world thinks they do. These radio guys can't deliver a pizza, let alone a nomination. And you can case study wow. that out in the last election.
Can't deliver a pizza?
Pizza. I got to tell you, I can't wait to hear Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and Mark Levin take off after David Brooks and Mike Murphy today.
You know Limbaugh especially is going to go nuts.
Oh, and Levin. Mark Levin.
They're going to go nuts.
Yeah. The difference will be that Limbaugh will go in a normal tone of voice and Mark Levin will go, you know, it's got the worst voice in radio. Man, I got to tell you. All right, coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to be joined by the founder of and the head of C-SPAN to tell us all about this exciting new series. C-SPAN is running this week on the Supreme Court with interviews with all of the sitting nine Supreme Court justices. And from what I understand, the camera, they allow cameras in parts of the Supreme Court where cameras have never been seen before. So very exciting. Brian Lamb will tell us all about it. And, yes, we'll take a look at a bad, bad weekend in Afghanistan. But first,
is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. ESPN reporter Aaron Andrews can sleep easier at night. A man has been arrested in connection with that viral nude video of her that popped up on the internet a couple months ago. TV Guide reports Michael David Barrett was locked up on charges of interstate stalking after he was caught trying to sell the tape.
Is that
Chicago.
The hotel peephole
yep.
guy?
Yeah.
Is he the guy that actually took the video and put it up on the
details that are coming out are pretty creepy. He was calling up hotels where he knew that she would be and requesting a room right next to hers, and then he would mess with the peephole on her door. I mean, what a creep. Just a total creep.
Didn't the hotels have a clue here, maybe?
Yeah, really.
Tiger Woods sure is bringing in the green. Forbes magazine reports the golfer has become the first athlete to break the $1 billion mark.
No.
There are only two other.
Good God.
Yes, there are only two other athletes close to him money-wise, and they're both retired. Michael Jordan, worth about $800 million, and former race car driver Michael Schumacher is worth about $700 million.
What? Really? Yeah. I guess the worldwide appeal of the
NASCAR?
Well, he's an F1. Formula One. Yeah, yeah. Oh. No, I know of the guy, but I would have never guessed. Get that much kind of money.
And Brett Favre heading back to Green Bay for Monday Night Football this evening, but he'll be playing against his former team as he is now the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, making his 273rd consecutive starts.
This game is going to be nuts because they hate it. Those two teams hate each other already,
right?
Mm-hmm. Not to mention that Brett Favre is now playing against.
And you know
team.
When he rolls out on the field.
Oh yeah.
You'll be able to hear the boos. Yeah. From here. All right. Thanks, Dan. Yes, Afghanistan, healthcare reform, very, very important, continuing to be the president's number one domestic priority. But Afghanistan is overtaking everything else in terms of importance and in terms of pressure on President Obama. It certainly dominated the Sunday talk shows yesterday, and it dominated the news because of this tragic incident on Saturday when at two remote bases, U.S. Army bases up near the Pakistan border, 300 militants gathered in a mosque, picked up their weapons, I guess, rolled out of the mosque and attacked these two U.S. bases, managed the bases. They had to call in for some extra firepower in terms of helicopters and fighter planes. But these militants managed to keep that assault going for most of the day, ended up killing eight Americans, the most Americans killed on any given day in Afghanistan this entire year, killed eight Americans and four Afghan security officers, raising again the question of just how vulnerable American forces are in Afghanistan And, of course, raising the question, does this mean if the militants can... These ragtag militants, right? I mean, they're well-armed, but they're not anywhere near trained as our military. If they can take on a U.S. Army base and hold it off for that long, I mean, does that mean we send more troops to defend them, or we just recognize we are outgunned or always going to be outgunned on a terrain that is a very hostile terrain and get the hell out of there? That, again, was a lot of the talk on the Sunday shows. Lindsey Graham, part of the troika, of continuing troika. We thought we'd seen the last of them during the campaign. No. It's still John McCain, Joe Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham arguing that if General McChrystal says we need more troops, we send more troops, damn it, and we do it right away.
It's impossible to bring about better governance without security, and what we have in place now is not going to work. General McChrystal tells us that. He needs reinforcements. I hope the president will send them.
Well, it's interesting because that General Jim Jones, who is the National Security Advisor, however, he was on a couple of the shows yesterday as well, and he said he doesn't necessarily buy this theory that the Taliban is taking over and therefore we must send more troops.
I don't foresee the return of the Taliban, and I want to be very clear that Afghanistan is not in danger, imminent danger of falling.
So whether we send more troops or not, one thing I think we can be certain of, that the decision in the White House on the part of President Obama and General Jones and others, Secretary Clinton, Secretary Gates, is not going to be one that's made just for pure political reasons to satisfy the left. That, however, is what John McCain is accusing Jim Jones and others of doing.
It's well known, it's broadcast all over television, that there are individuals, including the Vice President of the United States, now unfortunately the National Security Advisor, the chief political advisor to the president, Mr. Rahm Emanuel, who don't want to alienate the left base of the Democrat Party.
It's Democratic Party, by the way, John McCain. Just get it right, please. The infantile use of the word Democrat. Wrong use of the word Democrat. But so he's making the case that the only reason Obama hasn't sent more troops is because he's trying to placate liberals like me and maybe most of you. I didn't realize General Jones' background with John McCain, but he shot back at that one.
Senator McCain knows me very well. I worked for Senator McCain when he was a captain. I've known him for many, many years, and he knows that I don't play politics with national security. I don't play politics, and I certainly don't play it with national security, and neither does anyone else I know.
But this does raise the question. After what happened Saturday, after the loss of those eight Americans, we've heard the voices already, and you hear Lindsey Graham and others saying, this proves that McChrystal was right. We need more troops. I think it proves just the opposite. How about you? 866-55-PRESS. I mentioned last week I watched that documentary that Robert Greenwald talked about on our show a week or so ago, Rethink Afghanistan, and I'm telling you, the case is so clear that we've been there 8 years. It doesn't matter how long we stay there. It doesn't matter how many troops we send there. This is not a land that we can conquer. This is not a place that's going to grow a new democracy. We accomplished our original goal, which was to knock over the Taliban and go after the Al-Qaeda. Then we interrupted that goal to invade Iraq. It's too late now to go back. I believe, and think that we can succeed again where the British and the Russians didn't. There are two things that came out of that really struck me again about this documentary, Rethink Afghanistan. One is that according to military experts, to be able to control Afghanistan, given how big it is, how remote it is, how remote the population is, and how hostile they are to any occupying force, as they've proven over the years, that it would take us, we'd have to have one soldier for every 60,000 Afghans, which would equal 250,000 troops. So sending another 45,000 troops is nowhere near what military experts say would be required, were we to do the full job, I guess, if you will. And this was really, I found this absolutely stunning, that because given the terrain and given the difficulty getting supplies to them, and giving the just the increased cost and the equipment that they would need, that it would cost us $800,000 a year per soldier in Afghanistan, compared to $50,000 a year for a soldier in World War II. So for many reasons, we can't afford it, we can't win over there. I think what happened Saturday is just more of an argument for getting the hell out. 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377, Afghanistan. More troops or get the hell out?
We did not come to fear the future. We came here to shape it. I still believe we can act, even when it's hard.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Isn't it time you fight back? Listen, you're a good person. You want to pay your bills. But every time you turn around, there's another obstacle. A late fee, a missed payment, interest rate increases, car repairs. You know it. It never ends. When it comes to credit card debt, nobody plans on letting them get out of control. Sometimes it just happens. Gather your credit card and personal loan statements and give Genesis Financial a call right now. Let us thoroughly analyze your situation and propose new terms to your creditors that will have you debt-free in 5 years or less. We know you want to pay your bills. You just need a fair chance. Genesis Financial can help you get that chance. Gather your bills and statements and call today for a free consultation. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. That's 800-981-7592.
Are you worried about high car repair bills? Car repairs are getting more expensive. Replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumers Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. Here's a special limited-time offer. Be one of the first 10 callers in the next 10 minutes and get a 25% discount when you call with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209. Don't wait. Call for a free quote now. 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7200.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Now you want to be careful. There's some areas of patchy fog and some drizzle around the Denver metro this morning, but an accident-free as we're kicking off the Monday morning commute. Heavier jams southbound 225 Colfax to Alameda, trying to get out of Aurora. Also on southbound 25 there in Thornton, again after Park Avenue. Getting busy also westbound 76 and eastbound 270 heading into downtown. The forecast, morning fog, drizzle turning into partly cloudy skies with the possibility of rain this afternoon. High around 60. Right now, 44 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaripS.com.
Hey, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, my other girl is The Lumber Guy. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
To review our policy there before he makes that decision. No rush. And Andre calling from Chicago. Hey, Andre.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
All right. What do you think?
Bill, I just want to first say I think you're one of the greatest voices on radio.
You're too good.
I speak up for us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I have two nephews that's serving over there, Bill. One is in Tikrit, Iraq, and one is in Afghanistan.
Mm.
And I think the only thing that's missing from our conversation is what do the troops on the ground think? What do the grunts think? And I know from talking to my nephew when they were at home, they want a chance to win. I want them out of there, too, and I want them out of there quick. But I would like for Obama to do two things. Before he sends more troops, make sure that we got a timeline to get out.
Yeah.
And two, a real strategy to win and exit. And if we got that, give those boys just a little bit of time to see if they can have one go at it, and then get them out of there and get them home.
Well, you know, Andre, on that second point, that's what Obama is taking a careful look at, because he's not sure. He wants to be sure we have the right strategy before he sends any more troops. And that to me is important, right? He doesn't want to put the cart ahead of the horse.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
So
I think you're right about that, but... You know, I hear all these, we got the old warmongers on the right. We still got McClain screaming and shouting. They never knew why we were there in the first place. So they need to just shut up and let this guy get it together for us and clean up the mess that they made over there anyway.
All right, you got it. Thanks for the call, Andre. Thanks for the good words. Doug from Lampertville, New Jersey. Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say that, you know, going into Iraq was an absolute disaster, which took her eye off the most important thing, which was that, and my concern is if we just leave Afghanistan, the Taliban will come back and we'll have another 9/11. So I'm kind of going back and forth, but that's my worry.
Well, it wasn't the Taliban that attacked us. It was Al-Qaeda that attacked us. The Taliban were covering up for them. In this documentary that I saw again, I saw General Petraeus says that the Al-Qaeda have actually left Afghanistan and gone to Pakistan. And you know what? If we chase them out of Pakistan, they'll go somewhere else. That's why I think Joe Biden may be right with this strike force idea of go after the Al-Qaeda wherever they are on the planet.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system fix your credit score. It will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
I was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're still accident-free around the metro, just the normal jams around town. The problems we're dealing with right now, patchy fog. Now, it's going to be really thick for you on I-25 between Castle Rock and the Tech Center. So do be careful hearing reports of visibility only about 200 to 300 feet. So, again, a lot of fog out there as you're dealing with your morning commute. Your forecast today, this fog and drizzle will turn into partly cloudy skies. The possibility of rain this afternoon, looking for high around 60 degrees, right now 44 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know Sherry Shepherd from The View. You never know what she's going to say next. Tonight, she stars in a brand new comedy on Lifetime Television. And it's not just a sitcom, it's her life. Sherry, catch a sneak peek tonight at 7 p.m. 6 Central, only on Lifetime.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2.05% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Hey, raise the volume. Now Campbell's Chunky Soup has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. Still filling and delicious, but now better for you. So raise the volume of Chunky Soup you buy. Campbell's Chunky Soup. Better than ever.
On Saturday, October 10th, join us for the Walk to Remember in Clement Park and help support those dealing with the loss of an infant. Details on AM760.net's community calendar.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
It is the Bill Press Show, brought to you by the International Association of Machinists, sharpening America's edge on the global economy. The good work of the men and women of the Machinist Union around the country. For more information, go to the website at goiam.org. 33 minutes after the hour, Monday, October 5, the Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast. Very exciting TV series this week we want to direct your attention to. It's called The Supreme Court, Home to America's Highest Court. Started last night, running all this week on C-SPAN. Here to tell us all about it, the founder and still chief CEO of C-SPAN, a man who's a legend in his own time, the one and only Brian Lamb. Mr. Lamb, good morning.
I'm not talking. Ass loser communist. Stop using that.
I didn't know you got up this early. I'm glad you could join us, but thanks for getting up, making a special effort to get up early this morning.
I heard you in the 6 o'clock hour talking about Afghanistan and the fabulous Olympics bid.
All right, there you go. So you just wanted to prove it, right?
Okay. I always take my orders from you in the morning early. I want to know what direction to go in.
Man, you're in trouble. Now, before we get into some of the other issues of the day, so let me ask you, what are we going to learn if anything, new about the Supreme Court from this that we don't already know from your series?
Oh, there's a lot. It depends on, of course, your level of understanding of the court. But it's, I tell you what, the closer I got inside that place, inside how it happens, the better I felt about the place.
This is the first real, I mean, you were in, it took the camera some places that's never been before in the court, right?
Yeah, well, more than anything, we were, Mark Farkas, who is a terrific producer here, was able to talk the justices into talking on camera about how they do their job. And it's never been done before. And you can get carried away with the business about exclusive. I'm not sure that matters as much as the fact that they did. All these justices decided to discuss rather openly how it works. It's just fabulous to watch.
But you've got every one of them on camera, right?
All 11 living justices.
So that's the 9 who are there, and David Souter and Sandra Day O'Connor?
Correct.
And I must say, some of them I've never seen interviews with. I don't that I can recall. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah. I don't think San Alito's never been interviewed that I know of, and neither has David Souter. In recent years, Clarence Thomas had a book, Antonin Scalia had a book, Stephen Breyer had a book, and I actually was fortunate enough to sit down 4 different times with Chief Justice Rehnquist when he had 4 different books. I mean, the book thing is the only way in kind of that you got to these folks. And Chief Justice Roberts spent 55 minutes with Susan Swain, and it was really something.
What did they tell you about? How does it work in terms of seniority? Are there perks, like, for the people who have been there long? Do they get the better offices and better decisions to write and that kind of stuff?
Yes. It's all based on seniority. The office you're in depends on where you are in the seniority business. Where you sit in the conference room and when you speak in the conference room depends on your seniority. Where you sit on the bench depends on your seniority. The only thing that where that breaks out, for instance, the chief, if he's in the majority on a decision, assigns who writes the opinion. If he's not in the majority, the ranking member on the other side assigns who writes the opinion. But once all that is done, then nothing is based on seniority, because it's really, and somebody else said this a long time ago, it's really 9 separate law offices inside one building is what it amounts to.
Is it true that when they're sitting in that conference room that the junior member, in this case Sonia Sotomayor, has to get up and answer the door?
It's not only true, but Stephen Breyer talked on camera about the fact he did it for 11 years.
Oh, 11 years? He was a junior for that long?
Yeah, and it just, you know, and the door, frankly, the door is not knocked on very often. But he has to get the coffee of somebody. He told us that in his interview, that he get up and answer the door, and there's coffee for Justice Scalia. So he ends up serving Justice Scalia's coffee.
Oh, I'm sure he enjoyed that.
Yeah, but they really come off up close and personal in this environment as really respecting one another, no matter what their individual views are.
Now, recently, the Supreme Court held a special hearing on this Hillary Clinton documentary and campaign finance laws. Just before the weekend, they agreed to take this case on gun ownership in Chicago, following up on the decision last week in Washington. Is this, do you read this as an effort on John Roberts to really take this court in a hard right direction, or to shape it like the Roberts court? What's going on?
Well, when Chief Justice Roberts sits in the room and they decide whether or not they're going to take a case, he only needs 4 votes. He doesn't need 5. He needs 4.
He's got them, doesn't he?
Well, I don't know that you can say that. I mean, it all depends on the issue. And, you know, it's not everybody thinks that court is highly political inside. And, yes, an individual justice can have strong political feelings about it. But you're kind of boxed in based on your own personal philosophy. The only time you can see a tilt, in my opinion, is when they end up having to actually vote. And even then, you better know more about what they're talking about than just saying, oh, obviously that's a right winger going one way or a left winger going one way. It's very complicated up close.
Brian Lamb, head of C-SPAN, here on The Bill Press Show. So, Brian, the Supreme Court, home to America's highest court, every day this week, Monday through Friday, 1 hour?
It's actually all the way through the week at 9 o'clock at night, and the justices' interviews don't start until Friday night. During the week, we have some excellent reporters who, you know, like Joan Biskupic, who's covered the court for a lot of years for USA Today. And we have the curator and others. But then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, you'll see these justices and their interviews, and also there'll be a repeat later on this week on Sunday night, I believe, of the Supreme Court documentary.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you about another thing that C-SPAN does. You carry the special orders of the House of Representatives, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Last week, there was a very lively special order, just 2 minutes long. I'm going to play a little clip of it on the part of Alan Grayson from Florida.
Here it is. The Republicans' health care plan for America. Don't get sick. That's right. Don't get sick. If you have insurance, don't get sick. If you don't have insurance, don't get sick. If you're sick, don't get sick. Just don't get sick. That's what the Republicans have in mind for you, America. That's the Republicans' health care plan. But I think that the Republicans understand that that plan isn't always going to work. It's not a foolproof plan. So the Republicans have a backup plan in case you do get sick. If you get sick in America, this is what the Republicans want you to do. If you get sick, America, the Republican health care plan is this. Die quickly.
Die quickly. Now, some would say nobody would ever know about that if it weren't for C-SPAN. Do you plead guilty?
Well, no. I mean, Chris, I'm not the slightest bit offended by what any of them do. I think the speech and debate clause protects them. They can say anything they want as long as they're on the floor of the House or the Senate. In today's world, that could have easily gone up on YouTube. It could have gone on somebody's blog. You don't have to come to us anymore. But obviously, people use that. Either the special order period or the 1 minute speech period to do this kind of thing.
And you carry it no matter what they're saying, right? I mean, you don't have no control over the content. You just give them the forum.
That's probably the most important part of this, is that they know they're always going to be carried on this network no matter what's going on in other places. And so they can plan things.
Yeah. And they have their charts, right?
They do. Yeah. That's a new world. Yes, the charts.
And so do you think he should have to apologize for those statements?
I really don't care. That's up to that House of Representatives, and they make their own rules. Personally, I think we fuss a little bit too much over this thing called civility. Let them go at each other. It's only words. Go for it.
and it's not that people on the other side haven't said that the Obama plan will kill some people, too. So it's kind of back and forth.
Aren't you amazed, kind of, because I listen to your show. Aren't you amazed about some days what we talk about?
Yes.
And, you know, I don't shrink from passing on to you how I feel about some of the things you talk about.
No, that's right. All right. So is the president taking too much time to decide whether or not to send more troops to Afghanistan?
You're not going to walk me into that. I listened to you this morning.
Hey, you're the head of C-SPAN. You know, you have to have an opinion on these things.
You know,
you're one of the most important people in American television.
I'm not, but that my opinion on any of this means zilch. The public is going to react to this president the way they always do to any president. They're going to either vote for him again or they're not. And he can do whatever he wants to. He's the president. He's got to face the public eventually, and that's the great thing about the system.
He can even go to Copenhagen and back in less than 24 hours. Do you think that was a waste of time?
You know what I do like about that trip is that he gave you and all the rest of these talk show hosts about, so far, we're heading into 72 hours of chit-chat. And I think that's an earth-shattering thing to spend a lot of time on.
and yesterday on Meet the Press, David Brooks says he thinks that Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh's are just Looney Tunes. We're going to do you a favor, Brian, by playing that clip.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, just
even on the Republican side, we've got, you know, frankly, people I consider loons and harmful for America. Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, all these guys. They don't control the Republican Party. They were all against John McCain in South Carolina in the last primary season. And John McCain won the South Carolina primary. These talk radio guys couldn't control Republican voters in primaries in South Carolina. They have actually no power over real Americans. It's a media circus. Most Americans are where they have always been, sort of center-right independents.
Media circus. Loons. No influence over the American people. Correct assessment?
Would you pick David Brooks as a clip this morning if he had said, I think those three men are the most responsible people on radio?
I would have played it and attacked him for it.
You know, the thing you ought to do, Bill Press, is add up the amount of money that Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly make in a year and then be totally astonished that that you can make that kind of money on cable television.
You can make that kind of money on cable television and still be a loon. That's Brian Lamb, congratulations. The Supreme Court, home to America's highest court. We'll make sure that every one of the Bill Press listeners is watching.
It's a great country, isn't it, Bill?
It is. Thanks, Brian.
Goodbye.
All right. Talk to you soon.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you... Times are tough. High car repair bills are getting more expensive. Consider the fact that replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumers Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You pick your own coverage, deductible, and payment plan. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. For a very limited time, the first 10 callers get a 25% discount if you call now with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209. Don't wait. Protect yourself from future expensive repair bills. Call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Got a multi-vehicle accident involving two semis westbound I-70 east of Bennett. Serious situation out there. Do expect some serious delays. Also going to affect eastbounders in town. Just the normal jams. Southbound 25 really filling up now again in North Glen and near downtown after I-70. Also dealing with some patchy fog. The thickest of it between Rock and the Tech Center on I-25. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, fog and drizzle in the a.m. Possible rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Right now, 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-291-3439. 1-800-291-3439. 1-800-291-3439.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way, like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jaren on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen For the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear. And Jimmy Fallon weighed in as well with his funny take.
There's a new book out called Why Women Have Sex that has a list of 237 reasons why women have sex. And Letterman knows the top 10.
Yeah, I made a couple of top 10 cracks myself on Friday. It's just irresistible. Meanwhile, Saturday Night Live, you know, you have to be willing to laugh at yourself. You have to keep a sense of humor and have some little, there's nothing better than self-deprecating humor. And even though we're huge, huge supporters of Barack Obama, I thought this skit that started off Saturday Night Live, I forget the name of the guy who plays him. Who is he?
Fred Armisen.
He's good.
Yeah, he does a pretty good Obama.
He does a pretty good Obama, and here he is, Obama, explaining how much he's accomplished so far.
Now, last year I was elected with a mandate to bring this country change we could believe in. And as time has passed, it has become clear that this promise is troubling to some people. There are those on the right who are angry. They think that I'm turning this great country into something that resembles the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. But that's just not the case. Because when you look at my record, it's very clear what I've done so far. And that is... nothing. Nada. Almost 1 year and nothing to show for it.
And then like they do on the news shows, he starts with this little graphic alongside of him saying, okay, now here's the list of the things I have not accomplished.
Now, on my first day in office, I said I'd close Guantanamo Bay. Is it closed yet? No. I said we'd be out of Iraq. Are we? Not the last time I checked. I said I'd make improvements in the war in Afghanistan. Is it better? No, I think it's actually worse. How about healthcare reform? Hell no.
And then finally, Saturday Night Live, President Obama says, hey, you think the right's upset? Uh-uh, it's the left that's really upset.
Now, I just don't see why the right is so riled up. I mean, how do you think the left feels? They're the ones that should be mad. Now, I'm sure they thought I would have addressed at least one of the following things by now. Global warming? Nope. Immigration reform? Nope. Gays in the military? Nuh-uh. Limits on executive powers? Nope. Torture prosecutions? Nope. So looking at this list, I'm seeing two big accomplishments. Jack and squat.
He does have this funny thing that's visual where he says that they have a new program for the next 6 months. If you buy a car, you get one of these.
Right.
And he holds up a T-shirt that says
Chicago 2016.
Yeah,
was very funny. Forgot about that. Yeah, it was good. So there will be some action, though, taken on healthcare reform this weekend. We can look forward to the fact this is the week that the Senate Finance Committee is finally going to pass its pathetic version of healthcare reform, but the good news about that is we won't have to listen to Chuck Grassley whining ever again. So feel good about that, and I'll be back with today's parting shot.
This is The Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, AM760.net.
Imagine taking your overwhelming mound of credit card bills and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings with creditors and having it stop. Well, as great as that sounds, you can't do either. You need to be responsible about your debts. Please do yourself a favor and call the Debt Management Partners at the Genesis Debt Helpline now. We'll show you a way you can be debt-free in a few years. You'll end up writing one monthly payment that you can afford, we'll reduce your late fees and high interest rates, and we'll help stop the harassing phone calls. Listen, if you want to get out of debt, call us right now. We promise you a free debt analysis. Here's our number. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. That's 800-981-7592.
Come on, Henry. Get up here, doggy. Stay up here with me. Stay up here.
Henry's a real Cocker Spaniel, and Mari's a real Coit customer.
I had a problem with my couch, and I didn't know anyone to clean it, so that's how I got started on Coit.
Call Coit when you want it clean. Call now if you want to save one-third on any cleaning service.
I use Coit to clean draperies. I use Coit to clean my couch. And I use Coit to clean my carpet, and they do an excellent job. All the spots are gone. And now they even clean your air ducts.
Call Coit, the world's number one cleaning professional, and save one-third on any cleaning service. One-third off carpets, one-third off draperies, upholstery, air ducts, even tile and grout. Just call 1-800-4-COIT, and you'll get a 100% money-back guarantee, a free written estimate, and you'll save one-third. That's 1-800-F-O-R-C-O-I-T.
If I have something that's good, I am going to share it with my friends. So, Coit, I will share all the time.
People you trust, trust Coit.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, October 5, my parting shot for today. Hey, what happened? Chicago not only didn't win, Chicago didn't even come close, got knocked out on the first round. So did Obama make a mistake by going all the way to Copenhagen? Hell no. First of all, he was out of the White House for less than 24 hours. And during that time, he also managed to squeeze in a meeting with the top general in Afghanistan, General McChrystal. Second, had he not gone, he would have been the only head of state among the four competing cities missing in action. Not a great show of force for the United States. Third, the Olympics are worth fighting for, damn it, because they bring jobs, goodwill, great publicity, and lots of tourist dollars to their host city and country. That's what Republicans don't seem to understand. Win or lose, it is the president's job to fight for the USA. It was not only not wrong for Obama to go to Copenhagen, it would have been wrong for him not to have gone. Better to put up a good fight and lose than to put up no fight at all. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Big day today. President meeting with some docs down in the Rose Garden just about 3 hours from now. White House briefing at 1 o'clock. I'll be there. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined by Senator Barbara Boxer talking about the climate change legislation, and Melanie Sloan from Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington talking about their case against John Ensign. Hey, if you haven't already done so, go to the website today. Check it out at BillPressShow.com. Find out all the details on our big Saturday, October 10 celebration in Madison, Wisconsin. I'll be there with Stephanie Miller. Hope to see you there. And while you're at it, sign up for a podcast, buy a monthly or yearly subscription to the podcast, and then we'll see you right here on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Most Americans who want the H1N1 flu vaccine will have to wait at least until the middle of the month. But healthcare workers are beginning to get theirs today. Dr. William Schaffner, a vaccine expert at Vanderbilt University, says putting medical personnel at the head of the line makes sense.
This is really a patient safety issue. So every healthcare worker should indeed be vaccinated so that they don't put their patients at risk.
But some health workers bristle at being forced to get the vaccine. Physical therapist Carol Blueweiss calls it outrageous.
It feels criminal and it feels anti-American.
Three Americans will share the Nobel Prize in Medicine for work that gave science a better understanding of disease mechanisms. Harvard's Dr. Jack Szostak says this could be used to fight cancer and slow the aging process.
Cancer, I was totally surprised because people have been talking about this possibility for a while, but never know it's actually going to happen, so it's very exciting.
Szostak will split the prize with Elizabeth Blackburn at the University of California and Carol Greider of Johns Hopkins. The review of Afghan war strategy is into its second week. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, is there any indication where this is going?
Well, Frank, while a final decision on the strategy is weeks away, the dynamics are playing out in public now. The White House is not happy about General Stanley McChrystal's speeches and statements on the need for more troops. The president's national security advisor, retired General James Jones, pointedly says military advice should filter through the chain of command. Jones says the president needs to consider all options. That will happen again today when he meets with the national security team.
A 7,500-acre wildfire has crept within a quarter mile of a resort town in Southern California's San Gabriel Mountains, and thousands of people have been told they have to leave.
Sheriff's Department!
And CBS's Hattie Kaufman's on the scene in Wrightwood, California.
You can really see why these homes have been evacuated. They're in deep canyons, lots of ponderosa pine trees on either side of the road, right up to the houses.
Cooler, more humid weather helps slow the flames overnight, but that fire is only about 20% contained. Unemployment is pushing double digits, but a lot of jobs are going begging. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. What's going on, Vicki?
It's a tragic mismatch. All those skilled workers out of a job, unfortunately, don't have the skills to fill those high-end jobs that are going begging. Recruiters are having a tough time finding qualified candidates for nursing, engineering, and energy research positions, paying up to $60,000 plus benefits. Now, some of these vacancies would have been tough to fill even before the recession. But during downturns, recruiters tend to be far less inclined to take financial risks on untested workers. Frank?
Longtime stage and film star Tony Roberts is said to be in stable condition after suffering what appeared to be a stroke during a Sunday matinee on Broadway. Roberts is 69. Best known for roles in Woody Allen movies, including a Midsummer Night's sex comedy.
Come away with me.
Where?
To the country. A cousin of my best friend's wife is getting married, and a few of us are going to celebrate and have a good time.
Really?
S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
What's your eureka moment?
Sure, wind and solar energy are part of the future, but we need a reliable source of power to do the job when the wind stops and the sun sets. That power? Natural gas. It's twice as clean as coal and super abundant. So when I realized the success of wind and solar is dependent on natural gas, that was my eureka, baby.
America's new natural gas. Cleaner, smarter energy. Discover more at newnaturalgas.org. Sponsored by America's Natural Gas Alliance.
Protected by Identity Guard, you'll feel safer than you've ever felt before.
It's like my identity is swaddled in bubble wrap, then surrounded in marshmallows.
With Identity Guard, you'll be able to see your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks.
If I want to click on a suspicious-looking email, that's what I'm going to do.
Live a more streaming life with Identity Guard. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The father of suspected terrorist Najee Bulla is challenging the Fed's right to charge him with a crime. Mohammed Zazi is accused of lying to federal investigators after a wiretap caught him receiving a call warning him that police were asking questions about his son. He told investigators he had never taken such a call. Now his lawyer says the feds had no right to monitor his phone. If convicted, the elder Zazi could get up to 8 years in prison. Attorney General Eric Holder, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, and FBI Director Robert Mueller are all in Denver today, speaking at a conference for the International Association of Police Chiefs. Napolitano will be joining Governor Bill Ritter this afternoon to unveil an educational video for the public about the signs of terrorist planning. In sports, the Broncos are now 4-0. They did it with a late touchdown and a big stop at their own goal line to beat the Cowboys 17-10. And the Rockies are headed for Philadelphia. They play the Phillies on Wednesday in the first round of the National League Divisional Playoffs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we've got an accident in the tech center. This is southbound I-25 as you're approaching Bellevue. You're going to find single-digit speeds because that crash is actually blocking up a couple different lanes. Everybody's bottlenecking. It's starting just after you come around that Colorado and Evans curve as you're making your way towards Yale. It's where you're going to find some single-digit speeds. Southbound I-25 starting to struggle as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. This is pretty much 120th as you're making your way towards 104th. Eastbound 6th Avenue getting slow, Sheridan towards I-25. We've got a crash. Doesn't sound like it's really hanging anybody up, but watch out for some flashing lights on the eastbound side of 76. This is right around 74th. Across the plains, we've got an accident. Westbound I-70 east of Bennett. There's going to be some areas of patchy fog as well, so that could kind of hang things up as you're making your way along I-25 near Toma. Speaking of that weather, we're going to take a quick check on today's forecast. That fog should start to burn off right around 9 a.m. as the sun comes out more. We do have some drizzly areas today as well. It's going to be a cloudy one with a high of about 59, 60 degrees. Currently, it's 43. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD.
I'm basically a small-town girl. That's why I want to know what's going on in my own neighborhood. And the Denver Post helps me do just that. With Thursday's YourHub.com section, I get hyper-local news about my part of town. And I want to know how to stay connected. With Viva Colorado, I get news about the Latino community. And with the Post's new gaming section, I know everything the mountain casinos have to offer. I also get breaking news, plus nightlife and dining ideas from DenverPost.com. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
Jay. Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's gray, not too cold, but pretty damp out there. And I can't, not only can't I see the Front Range out there, I can't see, it looks like just a huge mist. It looks like what I imagine the Bermuda Triangle to look like.
It was a creepy drive in this morning for sure, Dave.
Yeah, it really.
I came from the south end, and the fog was super thick down there.
It's back to Seattle as Denver. Is that what we got in the forecast?
Yeah,
this
we're
week?
Now living in the Pacific Northwest. Kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
It really does. You have a good weekend?
Had a great weekend, man. Friday night I went and saw Galactic up in Boulder at the Fox Theater.
Was it good?
Oh man, love those guys. I know you kind of dig them too. But,
yeah, I do.
Next time they come around, you should go with us.
I know. I totally
should. It was
fun.
And then I just kind of hung around on Saturday, had some friends over. And yesterday I had to work over on the How, is what I call it, 6:30.
Oh, you did?
For a couple hours. It's like waterboarding. And then I watched football yesterday. So, yeah, it was a pretty fast weekend, man.
Yeah, the Rockies weekend. Are now in the playoffs.
And they're playing your
Phillies,
man.
Yeah, they're not my Phillies.
Well, you're a Phillies fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who I'll root for.
Listen to him. He's waffling on the radio.
I am waffling on the radio.
Come on, Dave. Take a stand. You're going to root for the Phillies or the Rockies in this one. Yeah, I know you live in Colorado, but, dude, you grew up in Philadelphia, and the Phillies, you know.
Yeah, I think I got to root for the Phillies.
You got to root for the Phillies. I don't think anybody would hold that against you here in Colorado.
I lived through so many years of Philly's suckitude that that it's hard for me to root against them.
Right. You got to root for them. So maybe we should have a little friendly wager on this
one. Yeah, we should. We should. I had a weekend. I kept trying to motivate to do things, and then I just couldn't. It was really like a lazy weekend. I went out to dinner on Saturday night, came home and watched Great Outdoors.
How many times have you seen that movie?
Like 600 times.
All right.
Very, very psyched about I got an iPod Touch, so I'm very, very psyched about that.
iPod Touch, how many gigs is that thing?
I got a 64.
64 gig?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You filling it up with music yet?
Not yet. I got it yesterday.
See, man, I haven't stepped into the iPod world. I got one for Stacey, bought me one for my birthday last year. I returned it.
I can't believe you're a concert guy. And you're
I love music, dude, but I'm like a CD guy. I like to have a hard copy.
Yeah, well.
I got a 500 gig external hard drive, 500 gigs full of music.
Man.
You can play music for like a year.
You got to get an iPod, dude.
Yeah,
you got to get an iPod. And then I got... I set us up here, as you know, with our new coffee system. We got a new coffee system here in the AM760 Progressive Dojo. I went to REI, got myself a little cup with like a press situation here.
Isn't
very,
the
very
coffee
psyched.
System around Clear Channel strange in the morning? The dynamics of it, because basically, if I can kind of go through this real quick, the dynamics of it are really strange because you have the news people and the hosts that all kind of share one coffee maker, but the traffic people aren't allowed to, like, go fill their cups off of that one, so they got to use the big Dos.
They're not allowed?
No, well, I don't know if it's, like, not allowed or if it's just kind of a known thing, like, hey, that's news coffee and that's traffic coffee. So they use the big Dos Bog, you know,
the
press thing. Yeah, the nasty one. And so the traffic people use that. And then all the other, and there's certain people that, you know, go and use the coffee. They don't ever buy it or make a new batch.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it's a weird, weird dynamic for a coffee maker.
It is. Well, we've got our own self-contained situation now here in the AM760 Progressive Dojo. And that's going to probably make the radio show a little bit tighter, a little bit smoother. And speaking of which, we're going to tighten up. I've decided we're making a programming decision here. We're going to tighten up the regular news update at the top of the hour, the stories that probably you haven't heard about in the national news. We do a news roundup. So starting today, we're going to tighten that up and go right into the AM760 Progressive Dojo right after the news update. And there has been a lot of news based on what we were talking about at the end of last week. So let's get right to it with our newly streamlined news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, so we'll go real quick through the national news. Goldman Sachs stands to receive a payment of $1 billion, while taxpayers would lose $2.3 billion if embattled lender CIT follows for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. That's in the Financial Times, so more taxpayer ripoffs there. The Inspector General, who oversees the government's bailout of the banking system, is criticizing the Treasury Department for misleading public statements last fall and raising the possibility that it had unfairly dispersed money to only the biggest banks. So that's more updates on how we got completely lied to during the whole debate over the bailout. We'll talk a little bit more about this after the news update, but Republicans celebrating the fact that the Olympics is not coming to Chicago. I want to get your take on later on whether you think now that the Olympics is not coming to Chicago, whether Denver should make a bid. In 1976, as for folks who were here, you remember, it was a pretty crazy situation, sounds like, where Denver was selected for the Olympics, and then voters rejected the bid subsequently. And, of course, the Olympics did not come here. We'll play a clip from how the Republicans are celebrating in just a few minutes here. Let's get to health care reform. This headline over the weekend, this is a big deal. Discrimination by insurers likely even with reform, say experts. That's in the Washington Post. Any health care overhaul that Congress and President Obama enact is likely to have as its centerpiece a fundamental reform. Insurers would not be allowed to reject individuals or charge them higher premiums, but simply banning medical discrimination would not necessarily remove it from the equation, economists and healthcare analysts say. And it goes through about how the bill, because it's been so weakened, is really not going to end nearly as much of the discrimination in health insurance, as everybody's been talking about. To Colorado, well, both Colorado and national news, Nine News is reporting that eight soldiers who died in a fierce gun battle in remote Afghanistan were based at Fort Carson and are members of the 4th Brigade Combat Team. So Afghanistan back in the news, and that's going to be our topic of this first hour here because so much happened over the weekend. More local news. The Denver Post, Lynn Bartles, reports over the weekend that Republicans at their convention last week are basically here in Colorado trying to downplay now social issues and saying it's the economy, stupid. So finally, I guess the Republican Party of Colorado has figured out, you know, maybe a couple of elections are too late, but they've figured out that people want state government focused on the problems in front of people, not on fringe social issues. That's an interesting story. Senator Michael Bennett, I don't know if we can pull it up in our newsbed, our sound for Michael Bennett that we always use for him, because this is a perfect example. The headline, there it is, Senator Michael Bennett benefits from Wall Street firms' donations. With a push in Congress to reform regulation over Wall Street, Senator Moneybags Michael Bennett has been getting huge contributions from Wall Street in less than 6 months. Check this out. The Colorado Democrat has received almost $500,000 from campaign donors linked to a combination of hedge funds, security firms, insurance companies, and real estate interests. Bennett's take is bested by only four other senators in the U.S. Senate: Harry Reid, Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd, among them. So Bennett, the fourth biggest recipient in just 6 months of Wall Street cash. Senator Moneybags. He's trying to buy the election, folks. We'll see if he's able to do it. All right, back to our regular Colorado news update. There we go. Up to 5,000 Colorado convictions will now get a DNA review, says the Denver Post. Funded by a $1.2 million federal grant and using the latest DNA technology, Colorado prosecutors hope to review as many as 5,000 rape, murder, and manslaughter convictions in the next 18 months to determine whether any inmates currently in Colorado prisons were unjustly convicted. A couple more stories here. The oil and gas industry, the Colorado oil and gas industry, looks like it may be moving to embrace more state-based regulations. That's been a fight here in Colorado. You can read more about that at ColoradoPolls.com. Now, we're going to get to this later on in the broadcast as a topic of discussion, but just want to fill you in on this. This is just off the Denver Business Journal. Chicago's loss will not be Denver's gain, at least in 2018, local leaders say. The International Olympic Committee announced Friday that Rio will host the 2016 Summer Olympics, beating out Chicago, among others. Speculation had been rampant that if Chicago failed to land the event, Denver would put together a bid to try to capture the 2018 Olympic Games. But a spokesman for the United States Olympic Committee said shortly after the IOC announcement that the United States will not submit any bid for the 2018 Games because the deadline is just 2 weeks away, giving it little time to prepare a winnable entry. To foreign policy and our final stories in the news update and our stories that we were talking about last week, over the weekend, two things happened. And I'm going to throw the question out. Do you think we're seeing, if not a coup of the U.S. government, then really an unconstitutional or at least extra constitutional assault on the President of the United States by the military and by rogue Republicans? Now, I asked this question at the end of the week last week. We were discussing how Republican Congress people and the military leadership through General Stanley McChrystal have been demanding that President Obama escalate the war in Iraq, to the point where the general, Stanley McChrystal, has been publicly campaigning for this escalation. First, he leaked a report demanding an escalation before he even submitted it to the White House. Then he gave a public speech demanding the escalation. This weekend, the Obama administration's General Jim Jones, who is the president's national security advisor, went on television and said it would be it basically pushing back on McChrystal, saying that it would be better if these things come, these pieces of advice, this strategy advice, comes through the chain of command. So are we seeing now an escalation in what is becoming something of a constitutional battle about the prerogatives of the President of the United States and the civilian leadership and its authority to make military decisions? Now, another wrinkle happened over the weekend as well. I mentioned Republican congresspeople. The story over the weekend is that three members of Congress, including Colorado Republican Doug Lamborn, traveled to Honduras. And they traveled to Honduras to stage a photo op of support of the president there, who has recently become president through a military coup. Now, the U.S. government's official position on this is that it did not support the coup, and that it wants the democratically elected leader of Honduras restored. Doug Lamborn is one of three members of Congress who ignored the U.S. government's official policy and, against the wishes of the State Department, of the United States State Department, traveled to Honduras to hold a photo op with the military coup leader, to try to show establishment support and American support for the coup against what U.S. government policy is. So when you put all of these two stories together, you've got General Stanley McChrystal trying to force his commander-in-chief now publicly to escalate the war in Afghanistan. You've got a group of Republican congresspeople in direct violation of U.S. government policy trying to make foreign policy on their own. Are we seeing an extra constitutional assault on the President of the United States' powers? Right? I mean, the Constitution is pretty clear on this. The President makes foreign policy. The President and Congress get to make military policy. When you put these two together, are we seeing an undemocratic assault on the Constitution? 303-713-7600. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
After the break, I'll play you a couple clips from General Jim Jones, what he said specifically about Stanley McChrystal. And I have a blog post up at openleft.com about how I think it's pretty clear that McChrystal thinks that President Obama doesn't have the guts to assert his own, the commander-in-chief's own, constitutional prerogatives, and is trying to bully the president into escalating this war. And I certainly think Doug Lamborn going abroad against the wishes of the United States government, against the wishes of the United States State Department, to try to back up and prop up a military coup leader in Honduras is, I really think it's obviously an extremist move, but I think it's something deeper here, folks. I think we're seeing really an extra constitutional assault on the authority and legitimacy of the President of the United States. And the question now is whether the President of the United States is going to push back. We will see, and I'll play you those clips after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got this crash involving two semis, right shoulder southbound I-25 approaching 225. Those delays, single-digit speeds back past Colorado Boulevard. Also bunched things up on southbound 225 there, back past Parker Road. Also going to find single digits into the tech center. May want to use Dam Road as an alternate. Southbound 25 also jamming up in Thornton and North, 120th to 104th. Speeds in the teens and 20s in that stretch. Also got a crash eastbound 76 at 74th Avenue. And to the east, got a crash involving two semis westbound I-70 east of Bennett. So that's also affecting you eastbounders. Forecast day, mostly cloudy, fog and drizzle in the a.m. Possible rain showers in the afternoon with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Right now, 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen For the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and click on the banner to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just click on the banner to get your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. You'll find great deals like half-off mini golf at Gateway Park Fun Center. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Go into debt, and if things don't work out, you declare bankruptcy.
But you can't buy a company and then say to the company, "Oh, by the way, that money that I bought you with, you have to give it back to me. But I still own you." Do you get what I'm talking about? This is insane.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. I want to play you this couple clips from General Jim Jones. He is the president's national security advisor, obviously a former general. And the topic of conversation that we're discussing is, over the weekend, General Jones appeared on TV to push back pretty forcefully against General Stanley McChrystal. Last week we were discussing whether Stanley McChrystal, the U.S. commander in Afghanistan, is trying to challenge the legitimacy and the authority of the President of the United States and the Congress in making a decision to escalate the war in Afghanistan. McChrystal, in a speech on Friday, saying that the U.S. Should not consider any strategy other than a massive military escalation in Afghanistan. Now, last I checked, General McChrystal was not elected to any office. And last I checked, Article 1 and Article 2 of the Constitution give the President and the Congress the power to decide whether to escalate wars, whether to initiate wars, and whether to intensify wars.
the famous quote from George Clemenceau, the French leader, which was then, I think, repeated by Winston Churchill, war is too important to be left to the generals. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't, that the president should ignore the advice of generals, but for a general to be publicly campaigning to pressure his commander-in-chief seems to me like a direct break in the military chain of command. Now, this happens, this is happening in a swirl of other news that I think suggests that Republicans and McChrystal are willing to try to challenge the constitutional, the very constitutional authority of the president. We have Congressman Doug Lamborn and two other extremist Republican members of Congress ignoring the State Department, ignoring U.S. government policy, official policy, traveling to Honduras to stage a photo op with the leader of a military coup there. The U.S. government's policy is to has been to call for the restoration of the democratically elected president of Honduras. These three members of Congress saying screw you to U.S. Government policy and going to stage a photo op to help prop up the coup leader in Honduras. It is the equivalent of, let's say, somebody going to a member of Congress, a Democrat, going to visit a dictator in another country that George W. Bush's government and his State Department was opposed to. Can you imagine the uproar over that? So when you put that together with the McChrystal assault on Obama's authority, and you throw in this story in the New York Times today about how Republicans are trying to push General David Petraeus, the guy who called for a massive escalation in Iraq, the Republicans are pushing him as a presidential candidate now. Are we seeing an assault on the legitimacy of the constitutional authority of the president of the United States, the office of the presidency? Now, the White House did push back. To its credit, the Obama administration did push back this weekend in an interview on CNN. General Jim Jones appeared. Now, just to show you how central McChrystal has tried to make himself in this discussion, really, tried to force himself into the political debate over this. Here, listen to this first question and answer with General Jim Jones on John King's CNN show this weekend.
If he has campaigned, General McChrystal has quite publicly, a big speech in London the other day for his plan. If the president decides, no, I'm not sending more troops to Afghanistan, you have been in that position yourself, sir, as a commanding general. Could General McChrystal stay on if the president said no?
Again, that's another hypothetical that I probably shouldn't judge what General McChrystal is going to do or not do. I am absolutely convinced that General McChrystal was in it for the long haul. He has said so publicly and privately. So this is not a... This is not. I don't think this is an issue. I think the real issue here, and this is important, John. The real issue, I think, is how we make all of the things that have to work together function in Afghanistan. And this is a strategic moment. And I think that we have an election that we have to get through and certify the legitimacy of which is important for the people of Afghanistan. We have really three things that have happened since March. One is, we've had the election, and we're getting to the point where hopefully it'll be certified and it'll be seen as legitimate. That's very important. We've had General McChrystal's assessment, which says the Taliban is doing better than he thought, and the situation are not as good. And then the third thing that's happened, and this is a theater impact that's very important, is the Pakistani army and the Pakistani government has done much better than anybody thought they would do since March. So that changes the game a little bit in terms of the regional configuration. I've said earlier that the presence of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan is virtually is minimal. So we have these safe havens to deal with. We're working very closely with the Pakistani government and the Pakistani army to try to to try to help them get rid of the insurgency problem on their side of the border. If that happens, that's a strategic shift in the region.
Okay, so that's General Jim Jones. And as you heard at the beginning of that answer, it's now become a question because, as John King says, McChrystal has been so publicly campaigning for an escalation. The question has now turned to whether McChrystal is going to stay on if the commander-in-chief decides to go a different way. So he has really tried to make himself, I think, central to this by publicly campaigning. Now, Jim Jones, General Jim Jones, the White House National Security Advisor, ultimately pushed back when John King asked him about whether this is an extra-constitutional assault on the legitimacy and the authority of the President of the United States. Listen to this.
The President sat down face-to-face with General McChrystal the other day on Air Force One in Europe. Did he express any disappointment that the commander has been so public, essentially many in Washington think, almost putting the commander-in-chief in a box by publicly saying, I need these troops?
Well, I wasn't there, and what happened between the conversation between the and I've not spoken to the president since he talked to him, so I can't comment on the conversation.
Is that an appropriate? Would you act that way as a commander? Do you think all unseemly that the men in uniform, and I know, sir, you wore the uniform for many years, that they are out publicly campaigning for this when it's an open question for the president?
Ideally, it's better for military advice to come up through the chain of command. And I think that General McChrystal and the others in the chain of command will present the president with not just one option, which does in fact tend to have a forcing function, but a range of options that the president can consider. And as I said, and forgive me for repeating myself, troops are a portion of the answer, but not the total answer.
It's okay, so there's Jim Jones. And the key here is, and it's very diplomatic the way he puts it, he says, I really hope this would have come up through the chain of command, right? You expect that military leaders have a respect for the chain of command instead of going out again and publicly campaigning for this escalation. So that's the state of play here. And so the open question, and we're going to take your calls after the break, the open question, when you put together all of this, when you put together General McChrystal campaigning publicly for an escalation in the Afghanistan war at a time when the White House is considering all its options, when you put that next to members of Congress now violating U.S. government policy, including Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado, against the directives of the State Department going to prop up a military coup leader in Honduras, and you put that with now Republicans pushing General David Petraeus as a presidential candidate in 2012, are we seeing an attempt, almost a collusion, between the Republican Party and the top military brass to really assault this administration and, in general, the constitutional authority of the President of the United States? 303-713-7600. Or do you think I'm wrong? You think that the President should simply be rubber stamping what the military wants? We're already in Afghanistan, and we should simply listen to what McChrystal wants. 303-713-7600. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Still got this crash, Dave, in the tech centers. Two semis involved. It's on the right-hand shoulder as you approach 225. Speed's starting to improve a little bit for us, but these delays go all the way back past University now at DU. Also a struggle on southbound 2 1/4 now, getting out of Aurora, back past Park Road, almost to Iliff. Also busy in Northland and Thornton, heading southbound on 25, 120th to 104th, and seeing more traffic now on the turnpike. Westbounders, especially there across Westminster, shared now to Church Ranch. Also got a crash eastbound 76 at 74th Avenue, and a new one on the surface streets, Peoria and Iliff. Also want to let you beware of heavy fog on I-25 south of Castle Rock. Also snow falling on I-70 near Vail. It's partially sticking to the pavement, so you could be dealing with some winter driving conditions up in the high country today. The forecast, morning fog and drizzle turning into partly cloudy skies. Possibility of rain this afternoon. Looking for a high around 60. Right now, 45 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know Sherry Shepherd from The View. You never know what she's going to say next. Tonight, she stars in a brand new comedy on Lifetime Television, and it's not just a sitcom, it's her life. Sherry, catch a sneak peek tonight at 7 p.m., 6 central, only on Lifetime.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your...
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Fall Sale. With great deals to help you gear up and get outside. Save up to 30% on select camping, backpacking, cycling, and hiking gear. All backed by our satisfaction guarantee. Plus, members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? It's the perfect time to join. October 9th through 18th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code? TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Are you having sexual problems and concerned about the side effects some drugs may have? Well, now there's a natural alternative that you can try absolutely free. Introducing Zencor Plus. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor. Zencor Plus is a combination of powerful herbs that will help to improve your sexual performance, stamina, and drive. Just take 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience fast-acting results with hours and hours of sustained sexual performance. Zencor Plus works the first time, every time. Guaranteed. I'm so confident that Zencor will work for you that I'm willing to give you a free sample so you can put it to the test. I know once you've tried Zencor, you'll swear by it.
Find out how to get your free supply of Zencor before it's too late. Call 1-800-806-6614. That's 1-800-806-6614. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-806-6614. That's 1-800-806-6614.
There's nothing in the world like it. Taking matters into your own hands and changing your own oil. The professionals at Advance Auto Parts know all about this. They pop open people's minds and bring out their automotive talents every day. They answer your questions and help you find the right parts, tools, and offers to succeed. Like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-207-5934. 1-800-207-5934. That's 1-800-207-5934.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Are we seeing an assault on the legitimacy of the President of the United States and his constitutional authorities? Put three stories together, I think that is what you're seeing. General Stanley McChrystal now publicly campaigning for a massive troop escalation in Afghanistan. You've got rogue Republican Congress people, including Colorado's Doug Lamborn, headed down to Honduras to stage a photo op against U.S. government policy with the leader of a military coup in Honduras. And you've got the Republicans pushing General David Petraeus as a 2012 presidential candidate. Are we seeing an assault on the president's constitutional authority to make foreign policy and to be the commander-in-chief? 303-713-7600. Gene in Centennial, you're on AM 760.
Yes, I would like to comment on at least two of these three. Friday, you mentioned something about a military coup in Honduras. Well, what I read, that's not the case. So when I got to the office, it took me 30 seconds to find a report for Congress from the Law Library of Congress entitled Honduras Constitutional Law Issues. And it's 9 pages. It's kind of lugubrious reading simply because you have to be a lawyer to understand it. But their conclusion is that it was constitutional what they did. The military was just the instrument for executing the Supreme Court's wishes.
There's two issues. I mean, if you want to debate if you want to parse the technicalities of what happened in Honduras, and I'm reading from the not exactly the liberal Wall Street Journal, coup rocks Honduras. Honduran soldiers rousted democratically elected President Manuel Zelaya from his bed and exiled him at gunpoint Sunday to Costa Rica. Here's the Associated Press. Again, not exactly a liberal rag.
Rivals edge
towards talks in Honduran coup crisis. Now, we can have a discussion about what actually happened in Honduras, but the issue that I think is important to focus on is if the United States government says that it is not U.S. government policy to support a particular leader of a coup or a coup-like removal of a president. Is it okay for members of Congress to defy the United States State Department, the United States Defense Department, and fly to that international capital to stage a photo op with that leader who the U.S. government's policy is against? Is that okay?
I'm not going to get into that because
that's the issue. If let me ask you this question. You said you're a conservative.
Yeah.
If a couple Democratic members of Congress during the lead up to the Iraq War went over and staged a photo op in support of Saddam Hussein, what would you have said?
And they did.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not.
The guy from Washington did. Also,
no, they didn't.
You know,
they went over to. Hold on a minute. You hold on a second. What happened was they went over and met with weapons inspectors in Iraq. They did not meet and stage a photo op with Saddam Hussein.
How about Pelosi with going to Syria to meet with Assad? You know, we can do this until 10 o'clock back and forth on which side's right, because I can cite you examples till 10 o'clock.
Well, I'm asking the question. Is it okay?
I don't think so. But on the other hand, sometimes when, you know, what's the old saying? When the law is an ass, go, you know, maybe you have to do something else. And so, those articles you mentioned from the Wall Street Journal were dated right after the coup, and now that they've done the constitutional research and stuff, there are other conclusions.
Okay, so you don't want to talk about the major issue here, which is a constitutional question about who gets to make foreign policy. That's fine. I mean, that's typical. A conservative gets asked a question, a pretty straight up question. Is it okay for members of Congress to defy the Constitution and try to make foreign policy on their own? Against U.S. government policy, you don't want to answer that question. That's pretty standard. And you know, Gene, I hope you give us a call back. And the next time you give us a call back, when you come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, try to take on the question that's been asked. Thanks for the call, Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, is it okay for Congress people to go out and do things on their own? Absolutely, it's okay. What the crisis is started 8 years ago, when Congress didn't declare war. Congress cannot delegate its authority to declare war. The Supreme Court already ruled on this when Congress tried to go give away the line item veto. And the Supreme Court says, no, it's a fundamental power of Congress. They can't do it. And the problem is that this is an immoral war that we're doing. We're murdering people. We have transformed our soldiers into murderers. Many soldiers have spoken out against it because every military person, and officers especially, take an oath to the Constitution, not to the President, to the Constitution. The Constitution says only Congress can declare war. That hasn't happened. No general should be participating in this war. And there was one very brave officer, along with hundreds of other servicemen, who refused to do this. His name was Lieutenant Aaron Watata.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get any FaceTime on media at all. And this question of the Constitution just gets pushed aside.
No, I mean, I think there are. I think you're right. I think there are a number of constitutional issues here, right? I mean, there's a Congress president constitutional issue. Should a president be able to prosecute a war without a vote of Congress, without congressional approval? Now, you could make the argument, and I'm not making the argument, but one could make the argument that by Congress funding the Afghanistan and Iraq wars, they are by default, if not making a declaration of war, then supporting a declaration of war. And obviously, I oppose, maybe it's not so obvious, but I oppose the funding of those wars. I think that that Congress should have asserted itself to use that authority to draw down these wars, to stop these wars. They have not done that. But you make a good point. Congress has not declared war. So there's a President-Congress constitutional question. And then there's a military and sort of rogue congressional faction versus Congress and the president as a constitutional issue. And it's that second issue that I think is really the most front and center right now. Not that the first one isn't important, but right now you put all these pieces together and I think you're really seeing an assault on the authority of the president of the United States to say yes or no to the military, to say yes or no in terms of U.S. government policy towards military coup leaders in our own hemisphere. I mean, this Doug Lamborn thing, can you imagine how apoplectic a lunatic extremist like Doug Lamborn would have been against Democrats if Democrats went to go meet and stage a photo op with Saddam Hussein? Really, can you imagine that? And I just think that what this is, again, the hard right joining with the military to say that the President of the United States, President Obama, and Democratic congressional leaders are not legitimate and that they shouldn't have the constitutional authority to make foreign and military policy. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. It's 751. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic's still kind of gnarly for us due to this crash in southbound I-25 around 225 in Bellevue. Seems like these two semis involved are sitting on the right-hand shoulder now. Going to see slow speeds. Broadway all the way to 225. That's a long, long stretch. Also, single-digit speed southbound I-225 from Parker Road down to the Tech Center merge. Stop and go on the north end as well. Southbound 25, 120 to 104th. Three surface street accidents, Peoria and Iliff, Colfax at 225. And Alameda at University. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, fog and drizzle in the a.m., possible rain showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, right now 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on October 27th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident? Well, when it comes to dealing with insurance companies, they are the worst.
There's nothing in the world like it. Taking matters into your own hands and changing your own oil. The professionals at Advance Auto Parts know all about this. They pop open people's minds and bring out their automotive talents every day. They answer your questions and help you find the right parts, tools, and offers to succeed. Like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
Employer or entrepreneur, do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks?
I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is the Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
To some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
You have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
I love drain solvers. Let me count the ways. One, they are on time, every time. Two, they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Three, there's never a hidden charge. Four, a highly trained team that receives a state and federal background check and is drug-free, guaranteed. And five, they're a member of the Tom Martino's referral list. What else could you ask for? Let drain solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Try them and you'll love them too. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
So is this an extra constitutional attempt to delegitimize President Obama? Stanley McChrystal, the general in Afghanistan, publicly campaigning for an escalation. You've got Congressman Doug Lamborn and three other members of Congress going to Honduras to try to prop up a military coup leader there that the United States government and the Obama administration opposes. Basically, those members of Congress defying the president's constitutional prerogatives to make foreign policy. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Kathy in Elbert County. Kathy, you're on AM 760.
Yes, these are very scary times, aren't they?
They are. They really are.
They really are. My comment was about the character of General McChrystal, who was really quite hastily elevated to that position, I thought, and it was in and out real quick with the old guy. Anyway, on John Stewart's program last week, he interviewed a John Krakauer, who wrote a book about Pat Tillman, and the ex-football player who became the hero, you know, and it came out that he was killed by friendly fire, and it caused the family a lot of pain to do the investigation. Well, this Mr. Krakauer made the point that General McChrystal was the point man on creating and making that propaganda. machine for the military.
Right, right. General McChrystal has been involved in the Tillman situation and in what many people call the Tillman cover-up. And I think you're absolutely right to bring that up, that we have to look. If this man has put himself so central, has placed himself so centrally in the political debates, then I think we have to look at where he comes from. And it's important to remember that he does come out of that Tillman cover-up. Kathy, thanks for the call. All right, stick around. After the break, we're going to talk to a Colorado author of the book 50 Ways You Can Help Obama. Then we'll get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's the first Monday in October in time for the Supreme Court to get down to cases. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. What's on the docket, Barry?
Some significant issues, Frank. Juvenile life without parole sentences for crimes other than murder. A big test of state and local gun laws. Another important case concerning a religious monument on government land. Tomorrow, the court considers whether the First Amendment protects animal cruelty videos.
Barry, a retired justice doesn't seem pleased with the direction the court is taking.
That's Sandra Day O'Connor, a right-leading moderate, accusing the current conservative-controlled court of upsetting past decisions. How would you feel, she said at a Virginia law school panel discussion, you think you've been helpful and then it's dismantled. The court right now is deciding whether to unravel past decisions upholding campaign spending limits. Frank?
Three American researchers have won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discovering a key mechanism in cell division. Their work could lead to better treatments for cancer.
Cancer cells have to be able to divide many times, so if you could have a way to block those cancer cells from the unlimited cell divisions, you may have a way to treat cancer.
Carol Greider of Johns Hopkins will share the prize with Harvard's Jack Szostak and Elizabeth Blackburn of the University of California. Well, this is the day healthcare workers can line up to get the H1N1 flu vaccine. By mid-month, that vaccine should be available to millions of other Americans. Surveys show a lot of people are reluctant to get the vaccine or have their children vaccinated. CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton says the side effects appear to be minimal.
The usual things that we see with the seasonal flu shot, some soreness or redness where you get the injection. You can have a little bit of fever, some headaches, some muscle aches, and occasionally some nausea. Very mild. So far, no serious effects reported.
And this late word is just in. A federal court has just halted the execution of an Ohio killer 3 weeks after a botched lethal injection attempt. Home heating costs are going down, but officials who run assistance programs have been swamped by a record number of applications from people who need help. Mark Wolf is with the National Energy Assistance Directors Association.
One of the main drivers of what's increasing the need for more energy assistance is the rise in unemployment and the numbers of families who are increasingly underemployed.
In Islamabad, Pakistan, a suicide bomber dressed in a paramilitary uniform attacked a UN World Food Program office, killing five staff members. Food program spokeswoman Nancy Roman.
It's obviously a terrible tragedy, not only for the families of the deceased, but for the entire humanitarian community and for the hungry everywhere.
The lawyer for the CBS News producer accused of blackmailing David Letterman says the charges against Joe Halderman are obviously out of character to the point where they don't seem to make sense.
We shouldn't rush to judgment because I think at the end of the day, when the case is tried and after the cross-examination of David Letterman and the full story comes out, I'm confident that a jury will not find that specific criminal intent.
Attorney Gerald Shargill on the CBS News Early Show. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 46 points. This is CBS News.
You've just purchased a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. You feel in command. Intuitive in-dash technologies enable your every move. You feel empowered turning the ignition. Over 100 years of engineering prowess and racing heritage spring to life. You feel smart as you realize you got all this at an absolutely incredible price. Backed by a rigorous inspection process, limited factory-backed warranty coverage for up to 5 years and 100,000 total vehicle miles, and now 3 months Sirius satellite radio. Hurry in for 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models, only available at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Certified pre-owned by Mercedes-Benz. How will it make you feel?
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-Mercedes for complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. 3 months Sirius satellite radio service included on vehicles already equipped.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A 70-year-old woman remains in critical condition at St. Anthony's Medical Center after being attacked outside her Adams County home by a pair of dogs.
When we got there last night, they told us she was on life support. They worked on her and performed a couple of different procedures on her. She's still not out of the woods.
Mary Garcia's son, John, spoke to our partners at 9 News. His mother had face, leg, and arm bites and suffered a heart attack during the incident. The owners of the Boxer Mix and Bull Mastiff Pitbull have turned the dogs over to the county to be euthanized. The owners have been charged with 2 counts of having vicious dogs. Denver is the place to be for anti-terrorism tips today. Attorney General Eric Holder, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, and FBI Director Robert Mueller are all in Denver to speak to the International Association of Police Chiefs. Napolitano will be joining Governor Bill Ritter this afternoon to unveil an educational video for the public about the signs of terrorist planning. In sports, the Broncos are now 4-0. They beat the Cowboys yesterday 17-10. And on Wednesday, the Rockies are in Philadelphia for the first game of the National League Divisional Series against the defending champion, Phillies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound 2 1/4, pretty much a parking lot on that approach to Parker Road as you're making your way towards DTC. That's going to tack about 25 minutes onto your drive. So trying to get into the tech center. Southbound I-25 struggling as you're making your way in from Thornton and Northland, 120th to 84th. We'll break loose for a little while once you get towards 84th, then bog down again at 58th. We've got an accident involving two semis. It's off to the right shoulder. Southbound I-25 approaching 225. That's going to hang things up. Surface Street crashes Alameda and University, Colfax and 225, Peoria and Iliff in the high country. Westbound I-70 closed over Vail Pass. That due to a pretty serious crash. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy one with a high of about 60 degrees. Currently, it is 45. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
DirecTV is in the penalty box. DirecTV dropped Versus. Now it's your turn to drop DirecTV, or you'll miss the NHL every Monday and Tuesday only on Versus. Call 1-888-888-3778 and demand Versus today.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy's easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
But I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm sucking down my new coffee in my new coffee mug that I bought at REI this weekend. I am so excited. I mean, it's really weird. These, you know, you make little purchases and they, I don't know, some of them they get you so excited. And I got this REI mug and it's keeping my coffee warm and it's got a little press and it's just, you know, the simple pleasures in life. Also, I had breakfast at Zadie's on Saturday, which is one of my favorite things in the world to do. And I had whitefish salad, and I had extra, so I got an extra bagel, extra whitefish salad. I just ate my bagel and whitefish salad. I'm a happy camper right now. Even though the president is under a extra constitutional assault by the military. It's not even funny. It's just a non sequitur, I guess. On the line with us now, Michael Huttner. He's got a new book out, 50 Ways You Can Help Obama Change America. He's co-authored it with Jason Salzman. Michael is a local here. He runs Progress Now Colorado, which I'm sure many of you know. You can find that at progressnowcolorado.org. The book is currently number 2 in the Denver Post bestsellers for nonfiction paperbacks. He's going to be at the Boulder Bookstore tonight at 7:30. Again, the Boulder Bookstore tonight at 7:30. Mike, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, David.
All right. So your book is 50 Ways You Can Help Obama Change America. You wrote this book right after the election. And before we get into some ways that people can help the administration, has anything changed between when you wrote the book and now that the book is out, in the sense of, are there specific things that Obama needs particular help with, in your estimation, and that he may need less help with in the months that have elapsed since the election happened?
Absolutely. I think when we wrote the book, the first chapter we had put in is achieving energy independence, and that was certainly the biggest issue at the time. And our second chapter was how you can help with to get health care reform. And as now what's going on in the country, really, I guess I would have prioritized the healthcare to hit it exactly with the timeliness of what's going on this past couple months and in the next few weeks in Congress. So I think that thing. But fundamentally, most of the activities in the book are really about how people can get engaged in their community, whether it's in their home, in their neighborhood, around their state, or across the country. So a lot of these are fairly timeless in that there are different techniques and tactics people can use to be affected on whatever issue they care about.
What do you think Obama has done, in your estimation, what are you most happy with? What do you think have been his successes so far? And I know that I asked this question because, you know, Saturday Night Live this weekend opened up the show with a parody of Obama and basically making the point that, at least in their estimation, he hasn't accomplished all that much. Now, I know that the argument is, well, you know, he's only been president for 9 months. Well, the problem with that argument is that if you look back at, say, Ronald Reagan passed a large swath of the Reagan Revolution in his first year in office. So with that as a background, what do you think has been his biggest successes and his biggest shortcomings so far? I mean, what kind of grade would you give Obama right now?
I would give President Obama, I would say, somewhere in the B+. I think it could be better. I think to his credit, one of the highlights that he's done is he's really engaged people. I don't think the civic engagement has been so high in many, many years, and that people, wherever they are on whether it's healthcare or other issues, have been very actively engaged, which you usually just see during the election year. Having said that, the health reform's critical. What this book's about is to make sure that we give Obama and, quite frankly, elected officials across the country enough leverage that for progressives like myself, they don't compromise too much. So, the jury's out in the next few weeks, and certainly between now and Thanksgiving, on how much health care reform, you know, if any, we're going to see. And I think it's absolutely critical that he gets some meaningful health care reform this year.
We're talking to Michael Huttner. His new book, 50 Ways You Can Help Obama Change America. He is the director of Progress Now Colorado, progressnowcolorado.org. He's going to be at the Boulder Bookstore tonight at 7:30. Again, the Boulder Bookstore tonight at 7:30. You can meet Michael Huttner and get his new book, 50 Ways You Can Help Obama Change America. Talk to us a little bit about, in your work in politics, how important it is for members of Congress to feel public pressure. I mean, you've got a lot of people out there, I think, especially on the left right now, who feel like we just had an election and we worked our asses off to get Obama to be president and to get a Democratic Congress with 60 votes. And people are frustrated and they sometimes end up feeling like no matter how much noise we make, no matter how much pressure we apply, that the institutional forces of the status quo can't be changed. When you write a book like 50 Ways You Can Help Obama Change America, the key word in there is help. What evidence can you offer folks who are listening out there that really getting involved in specific ways can actually help move a president or move a political agenda through Congress?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we did is we used a lot of the techniques that we've actually had learned through our experience with Progress Now and working with a lot of folks here in Colorado. If listeners remember back in 2003, this state was controlled entirely by the right wing. The Senate seats, both chambers of the state legislature, the governor's office, a number of members of Congress. And now Colorado is I don't want to say a blue state because we still have more Republican registered voters and Democrats, but it's certainly changed qualitatively than it was 5 or 6 years ago. So I think Colorado is really the flat example of where you've seen some change. And there's actually been, instead of just focusing on the Ten Commandments in schools and gay marriage, as Governor Owens and a lot of the Republicans did back when they were in office 5, 6 years ago, we've actually tried to tackle the bigger issues, you know, albeit the economy and what's going on are challenging.
Last question for you. I'm sure you saw the Denver Post piece this weekend saying that Republicans in the state are going to try to downplay social issues and going to try to play up their position on economic issues. Do you think that's Colorado Republicans getting smarter, or do you think it is a campaign ploy that won't work, or maybe it's both?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a little of both. I think it's more the latter. It is a campaign ploy. They've been doing a lot of polling, and they're running from their record. If you look at folks like Josh Penry, he actually was in the Grand Junction Sentinel about how he supports teaching creationism in our public schools. When you look at Jane Norton, you find out that she has a history of right-wing religious activities, and it's not simply how she went out of her way to cut women's health care across the state. It goes on and on, and now that they've done their polling and it's becoming all of a sudden election season, like Penry pandering to the public polling and Jane Norton trying to hide from her record.
Michael Huttner, his new book is 50 Ways You Can Help Obama Change America. It's co-authored with Jason Salzman. He's a local author here, and as a local author myself, I encourage everybody to support local authors when you can. His new book, again, 50 Ways You Can Help Obama Change America. It's currently number 2 in the Denver Post bestsellers for nonfiction paperback. He will be at the Boulder Bookstore tonight at 7:30 in an event hosted by Progress Now. Mike, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on, dude.
All right. 8:16 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to get back to our discussion about Afghanistan, about the Constitution, about who is the president and who is not the president. The open question, are we seeing an extra constitutional assault on Articles 1 and Articles 2 of the Constitution, giving the president and the Congress the right to make major military decisions, and specifically giving the president almost exclusively the right to make foreign policy? I ask that question because a series of events have happened in the last week that suggest the military, or at least I shouldn't say the whole military, a few people in the military brass, and a very few but very influential members of Congress, Republican members of Congress, including one from Colorado, seem to be challenging not just the policy here, but the constitutional authority of who gets to be the decider on issues of war and peace and on issues of foreign policy. I'll fill you in on the latest from Honduras, on the latest from Afghanistan, where all this has been taking place, after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still gnarly coming out of Aurora southbound 225, single-digit speeds from, you know, back past Parker Road to the Tech Center Merge. Had an earlier crash there on 25 right around Bellevue. Still seeing some jams on Bellevue as well, on I-25 as well. Southbound side, Lincoln all the way up to University and around the stretch. And as you head into the Tech Center, southbound 25 in Thornton and Northman, also heavy for us right now. Our surface street accidents, Colfax at 225. Peoria and Iliff and Alameda at University. Forecast, morning fog and drizzle, turning partly cloudy skies with possibility of rain this afternoon. Looking for a high around 60, right now 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know Sherry Shepherd from The View. You never know which...
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
At 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
For many Americans, the economic crisis has put plans for home ownership, college, or a comfortable retirement on hold. Everyone has an opinion about what to do. But where can ordinary investors get the facts? A good place to start is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Our job is to protect investors, and we offer free, unbiased information about saving and investing in difficult times. Learn more at FINRAProtects.org.
Imagine 31 days of Thanksgiving with less family and no ambrosia salad. Or a month full of New Year's days without hangovers and resolutions, but with limited time 1.9% APR financing on all 2009 models. Join Mini for Motortober, our celebration of the Mini Cooper hardtop starting at $19,200 with 3-year, 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance. Deals this amazing deserve their own made-up holiday. Celebrate Motortober with a test drive at MiniUSA.com.
MSRP includes destination and handling. Excludes license, registration, taxes, and options. For details, visit MiniUSA.com/info.
Coming up Monday on the Tom Hartman Program, should we pay less in health care premiums if you have a gun-free home? I'll mix it up with Mike Hammond, lead attorney for Gun Owners of America. Plus, Amy Dean joins me for our weekly labor update to talk about her book, A New, New Deal, how regional activism will reshape the American labor movement. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, 21 here on AM 760. We are talking about the Constitution. We're talking about Afghanistan. We're talking about Honduras. How are these all related? Last week we saw General Stanley McChrystal. Well, actually, it started 2 weeks ago. General Stanley McChrystal, who was ordered by his commander-in-chief to report on the situation in Afghanistan and make suggestions about how to move forward. Stanley McChrystal leaked that report to the media, to the Washington Post, before handing it to the White House. Now, if that wasn't insubordination enough, McChrystal then went on to give a speech, a public speech in London, pressuring the Obama administration, which was deliberating over Afghanistan policy, pressuring the Obama administration to accept his demands for a massive military escalation in Afghanistan, a policy that polls show the public is opposed to. And last week we discussed whether that is beyond mere insubordination, whether it challenges the authority of the president to be the commander-in-chief and the Congress to be the decider on issues of war. Both the president and Congress share the power to make war, to make military decisions. Is it appropriate for a military commander to be publicly campaigning, if not against his commander-in-chief, then to pressure the commander-in-chief? Now, you put that next to a situation where you've got three members of Congress, three Republican members of Congress, defying directives from the United States State Department and heading to Honduras to stage a photo op with the leader of a military coup in that country. The U.S. State Department had told those members of Congress not to go because it is U.S. government policy to oppose the rule of these military dictators. The U.S. government's official policy is to support the reinstatement of the democratically elected president of Honduras. So when you take the congressional trip and you add it to the situation where you have military leaders pushing publicly now, campaigning against their commander-in-chief, are we seeing a coordinated, and maybe it's not coordinated, but just a general assault on the constitutional responsibilities and prerogatives of the president? Article 1 and Article 2 of the Constitution make pretty clear that the president's the commander-in-chief, the president makes foreign policy, and the Congress has a pretty big say in, at least, if not foreign policy, then at least in military policy. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Should Obama simply rubber stamp what the military wants? Should Republican members of Congress, any members of Congress, be able to defy U.S. government policy and go try to prop up people who become leaders of countries through military coups? 303-713-7600. Look, I mean, on the Honduras part here, I think that those members of Congress they're within their rights in the sense that they're allowed to do what they're doing. And by the way, I think General McChrystal is in some ways allowed to do what he's doing because of free speech. The question is whether it's proper. Just because you're allowed to do something doesn't mean it's proper. Now, in McChrystal's case, I think there are some actual legal issues, and I don't know the military legal code very well, so I would just say that there are certainly some more legal issues in the sense that there is a chain of command, and the President of the United States is the top of the chain of command, right? The President of the United States is the commander-in-chief, and in the military, you can't simply defy the chain of command. That's not allowed. Now, in the case of the members of Congress going to Honduras to support a right-wing military coup against U.S. government policy, they're allowed to do that. They're legally allowed to do that, at least as I understand it. Now, is it proper? I think it's absolutely improper. Should members of Congress be going to prop up military dictatorships? I think absolutely not. I think it's disgusting that one of those three members of Congress is a member of the Colorado congressional delegation, Doug Lamborn. But what do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Before we get to the phones, I just want to remind you, General Jim Jones, the president's national security advisor, was on television this weekend saying, and I think belatedly, but I'm glad he said it, saying that basically General McChrystal's out of line. General McChrystal is out of line to publicly campaign against the President of the United States. And, you know, it wasn't so long ago, it was 1951, that there was another general, even higher profile than somebody like General McChrystal, Douglas MacArthur, who tried to do this, and Harry Truman said, "See you later, pal." He fired him. He said, "There is a chain of command. I'm the commander-in-chief. Goodbye." Is that what Obama should do? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones now. Let's go to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi, Ralph.
Yeah. The answer to your last question, I think, is yes. But let me give you a frame for it, and that is a hammer. A hammer's function is to pound nails. To a hammer, everything looks like a nail. But also, unless they're nails, there's no need for a hammer. Think about the military as that hammer. The carpenter is the president. He has a choice of tools. But if you look at it from the military's perspective, if there is no war, there are no troops, then there's no promotions, then there are no good-paying jobs when you leave the military. I'm not against the military. I'm also in Doug Lamborn's district, and I understand that Doug basically is looking at what happens to Colorado Springs if there are no military jobs or no more military jobs. But the basic line on what you're saying with Truman and MacArthur, let me give you another basic line, Admiral Fox Fallon and George Bush. If you remember, Fallon occupied the job that Petraeus now has. Fallon was speaking out and basically saying there's going to be no war with Iran while he was commander-in-chief over in Central Command. What happened? Fallon ended up resigning. That is the honorable thing to do. That is the correct military thing to do. You can get outside and talk. But if you're in McChrystal's place, your caller was so perceptive with regard to Pat Tillman. McChrystal is telling only one side of the story, just as he told only one side of the story with regard to Pat Tillman.
Mm-hmm. And your point about a hammer and a nail, I think it's appropriate. And I think another metaphor you can use, and I was talking to a friend of mine about this this weekend, is the metaphor of the surgeon. Now, with all due respect to surgeons, and surgeons are absolutely positively necessary, just like the military is absolutely positively necessary. But the sort of line in medical circles is often that if you ask a surgeon how to deal with a sickness, the surgeon will tend more towards prescribing surgery than prescribing anything else. Now, that's not to diss surgeons. That's just to say that a surgeon operates in the world of surgery. That's how they solve problems. So if in the same way, if you ask a military leader how to solve a problem like Afghanistan, that military leader, and I don't want to go as far as you, Ralph, and ascribe nefarious intent or intent about jobs as much as, if you ask a military leader how to solve a problem like Afghanistan, the military leader is a specialist in military policy and military tactics, and so they're going to tend towards answering that question with a military-centric answer. Now, that's not to say it's not legitimate, but that is to say that why we have a president of the United States who is a civilian elected leader, by the way, any president, a Republican, Democrat, why we have a civilian election process to install the head of the military is because our founders basically said, look, we need a separation of military and political power, or we could end up becoming like a Napoleonic France. And because, as the famous quote is, war is too important to be left only to the generals. That is to say that there needs to be some method of civilian input in a democracy in the war-making and military policies being carried out with the public's money, with the public's men and women. And I think your idea about a hammer and a nail is the same metaphor about the surgeon and surgery. You ask a carpenter how to fix something, he's going to say, use the hammer and the nail. You ask a surgeon how to fix something, they're going to tend towards saying surgery. You ask a military leader how to fix something, they're going to tend towards a military solution. But that isn't necessarily the only solution. And I've gotten a couple of instant messages here, and you can always instant message us at www.am760.net at the J. Marvin page. A couple of people have said, well, McChrystal's within his rights to do this. Well, only sort of. Right? Only sort of. The military has a chain of command. if you're a sergeant in the military and a lieutenant or your commanding officer orders you to do something, you can't just go out and get on a soapbox and say you don't want to be ordered to do that. That's not allowed. And that is effectively what McChrystal is doing. Ralph, thanks for the call. Anthony in Centennial. Anthony, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing this morning? I want to say that I think Obama needs to cut back that nice guy routine. You know, the first one that ordered to go to was given orders to go somewhere, and he refused, talking about he didn't look at Obama as the president for whatever his reason was. And this clown, both of them should be given dishonorable discharges and lose all of their pension and everything involved. You know, when you took this position, you knew who made all of these decisions. You knew who was in charge, and you followed through. And the sad cake behind this is that these guys ain't just making these decisions to go do these things like this without some input. Somebody's telling them, hey, you can do this and get away with it.
I mean, I'm glad you bring that up, because this is another discussion I had this weekend. And a friend of mine said, maybe the White House has gone to McChrystal and said, look, we know polls are against escalating in Afghanistan, and we want to escalate in Afghanistan, but the polls show that that's not popular. So what we want is for you, General McChrystal, to go out and sell the war, sell the escalation. And if you go and do that, there's like a wink and a nod, right? The White House saying, if you go do that, we'll sort of seem angry at you or ticked off at you, but it's all part of a grander plan that in a couple weeks Obama will come out and support an escalation.
But again, that's the same thing about that clown from South Carolina who got him and said, you lie. He didn't jump up and say that because he really, of course, you know, he had his reasons, but more of his reasons was behind money and his co-heads, the clowns around them. I mean, they were all around him. I mean, and in honest respect, as a man, it takes a man to apologize, so we know what kind of person he was, that he had to be told
right.
to apologize by his comrades. That just shows you what kind of people we got that's leading us and that's in charge.
Well,
and
the only thing I would say is that look, the guy who yelled out, you lie. I mean, he was operating out of, he wants to raise money, he wants to become a big Republican star. He was operating as an independent actor. What a couple people have said is, well, maybe McChrystal, there's a wink and a nod between the White House, right? Maybe the president has said to McChrystal, you know, whispered to him, effectively, hey, listen, you go out there and you pressure me, because I don't want to come out. I got to deal with polls, and you're a general. You're insulated from public opinion, but I'm a politician. I've got to deal with public opinion. So I want to escalate this war, General McChrystal. So you go out there and you campaign for it, and I'll look like I'm reluctant to do it. And then in a couple weeks, I will accede to your demands. Now, the only reason I don't think that that's actually happening,
I don't either.
Yeah, is because you had General Jim Jones, the White House National Security Advisor, on television this weekend, basically saying that McChrystal's way out of line. And I think what McChrystal is banking on, and you allude to this, I think what he's banking on is that Obama is so weak and is such a nice guy, if you will, that he doesn't have the guts, he doesn't have the chutzpah to pull a Truman and fire General McChrystal. So McChrystal's basically leveraging that, playing that for all it's worth, saying, hey, he's not going to fire me. You know, we're 30 years down the road where Republicans have been lambasting Democrats as weak on national security, where Republicans say that the only role a president should have in making military policy is to rubber stamp the military, that or they're weak on national security. And McChrystal's basically saying, look, that's the dynamic. I can go out and push this guy around. And so the part of the question here is, not only is there a constitutional assault, not only are we watching an assault on the office of the presidency's constitutional prerogatives, but the other part is Obama allowing that assault to happen, right? Is he, by virtue of not being stronger, allowing this to happen? Does he need to be stronger? I guess what I'm saying is this partly his fault for not standing up for the Constitution? Anthony, great call. Thanks for the call. 8:37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll do our little news of the weird and then get back to your calls on whether you think this is, it's not a coup. We're not watching a coup, but whether we're watching an attempt to really change the meaning of the Constitution. Who gets to make military decisions? Who gets to make foreign policy decisions? 303-713-7600 if you want to get in on the conversation. Again, news of the weird after the break, and then we'll get back to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got a serious crash up on westbound I-70 in the high country. It's near Vail Pass. They've shut down the westbound side, so do look for some lengthy delays up there around town. We're starting to clear up just a little bit. Southbound 25, heavy in the normal spots, 120th to 84th, again, after I-70. Also more jams there in the Narrows, Lincoln to University due to an earlier crash near the Tech Center. Also got a crash in the median westbound C-470 near 285. Small curiosity delays back to Quincy Avenue. Also got this crash at Colfax and 225. It's in the cleanup phase. Been around for about an hour. Also got some patchy fog still lingering around the metro area. Chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass. Also heavy fog on 25 south of Castle Rock. Forecast, mostly cloudy, fog and drizzle in the a.m. Possible rain showers this afternoon. Look for highs in the upper 50s, maybe lower 60s. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you... REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Fall Sale. With great deals to help you gear up and get outside. Save up to 30% on select camping, backpacking, cycling, and hiking gear. All backed by our satisfaction guarantee. Plus, members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? It's the perfect time to join. October 9th through 18th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
How do you say Corvette in Colorado? PurefoyChevrolet.com, of course. But now you can say and think DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com. Any way you think it, any way you say it, PurefoyChevrolet.com is Corvette in Colorado.
This is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaripS.com.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, my other girl is The Lumber Guy. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mastodon fossil find in Colorado. A jaw dropper. News of the weird time. The mastodon spent its days lumbering along the Front Range, chewing leaves. One day it died, and during the course of thousands of years, sediment buried the beast. Fast forward to this summer when along came two 13-year-old best friends, Tyler Kellett and Jake Carstensen, as they played in their favorite stream behind Ken Carroll's ranch at the community pool there. Jake picked up what he first thought was a rock. It wasn't. The hard nugget in his hand was a mandible, a jaw from an American mastodon that died between 50,000 and 150,000 years ago. The boys' find led to the discovery of a 5-foot tusk, too, making it the most significant mastodon fossil ever unearthed in Colorado, and the first in 85 years. I love this story at the Colorado Springs Gazette. Airport screeners never know what wacky things they will find. It's all about what you can find and what they have found at airport screening facilities, you know, when they take things away from you. Some guy tried to bring a rat on a plane. They had to confiscate the rat. It's pretty crazy. This is cool. Scientists developed nasal spray that improves memory. Good news for procrastinating students. A nasal spray developed by a team of German scientists promises to give late-night cram sessions a major boost if a good night's sleep follows. In research report featured as the cover story of the October 2009 journal FASED, these scientists showed that a molecule from the body's immune system, interleukin-6, when administered through the nose, helps the brain retain emotional and procedural memories during REM sleep. Headline, South Dakota town gets rid of 44 tons of stinking bison meat. Behind the freezer doors at a meat plant mysteriously abandoned by its owners, the 44 tons of bison meat managed to hold its own for months, masked by the brutal chill of two South Dakota winters. That's totally disgusting. And with humor, Zombieland scores a box office victory this weekend with rave reviews and tongue-planted firmly in cheek, Zombieland stormed the box office this weekend to score a victory for the much-beleaguered horror genre. The film about a zombie-ravaged world took in $25 million this weekend. Speaking of zombie-ravaged world, we're going to have on this show, when is it? Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Max
7:20
Brooks.
7:20 in the morning.
That's right. Max Brooks, the son of Mel Brooks, and the author of World War Z, and also the book, The Zombie Handbook. I think it's called The Zombie Handbook. He's big into zombies, so we're going to get an update on why zombies are so, why people are so fascinated with zombies. Movie makers, movie watchers, book readers. What is it about zombies? What is it trying to say? So that's going to be on tomorrow at 7:20 with Max Brooks. I've heard, I'm not sure, but I've heard that he may do his interview in character as a zombie. So we will see. So stay tuned for that tomorrow at 7:20. Back to the phones now. Are we seeing a military and Republican colluded effort to call into question the authority of the President of the United States? We've got a general out there campaigning, demanding that the President escalate the war in Afghanistan. Whatever happened to chain of command? We've got members of Congress going down to Honduras, including Doug Lamborn, trying to prop up a military coup leader, despite the U.S. government's policy, the Obama administration's policy, to oppose and call illegal that coup. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Marie in Greenwood Village. Marie, you're on AM 760.
Oh, hey, David. How are you?
Good.
Good. My first comment with regards to General McChrystal is he should have been fired when he leaked his report to the press last week or the week before, along with David Petraeus. I think both of them are, as you say, overstepping their chain of command boundary lines and undermining the president's authority. So I totally agree with you. And then with regards to Honduras, I don't know. I would call that, maybe treason's a little bit too strong, but I think, again, yeah, that's completely, there should be some censuring in the House of Representatives. I thought Jim DeMint was going to go too.
He did go. He was the senator who went, and there were two other members of Congress.
Yeah, I think those guys should be reprimanded in their chambers in some fashion, because I just really honestly believe it is completely unacceptable for these people to be going someplace where the president and the State Department have both said this is not a legitimate government. And to do so is just, I don't know, I just think it's bad.
It's really upsetting. I mean, even if you just step away from the constitutionality of it, you know, challenging the administration's right to be the one making foreign policy, the Constitution is pretty explicit about that. But even if you step away from that, there's something just morally wrong with a democratic, even a rogue part of a democratic government, small d democratic government, going down to a country to prop up what is an undemocratic government. I mean, really, members of Congress going rogue, going down to Honduras to help prop up the leader of a coup that threw out a democratically elected government. I mean, there's just a real moral problem with that. It's just, it undermines our country's image, which is already in tatters on this score, but it further undermines our country's image as the beacon of democracy when you've got members of Congress going down to Honduras to try to prop up a military coup. And you're right. I think it is worthy of censure. I mean, I think they're technically within their legal rights. Are they morally right? Absolutely not. Are they probably in violation of some kind of house rules? You know, I can't say for sure, but it certainly seems that they are trying to undermine the president's ability to make foreign policy. Marie, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Good.
Didn't Obama in his campaign make a promise, but he said that he was going to go after bin Laden and take care of the Afghan situation instead of the Iraqi war?
He had said that's absolutely right. But that's not the question here. I mean, I agree with you. There's a question about what to do in Afghanistan. In my column that I wrote this weekend, I said, you know, I mean, if the President of the United States decides, to escalate the war in Afghanistan, if he and the Congress decide that, then he's well within his right to decide that, what, you know, at odds with public opinion. That's not really the question, though. The question is whether the president should have a right to not simply rubber stamp without question the request of one of his generals. That's the question. I have a problem with the fact that Obama, considering doing something other than rubber stamping what his general wants, is being portrayed as controversial, is being portrayed as unacceptable, because when I read the Constitution, it's pretty clear who the commander-in-chief is and who the commander-in-chief is not.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that Obama is kind of weak because he, you know, when he gets questioned on things controversial, like the, I don't want to digress, but the Acorn thing last week, he was asked about that and he said it's inappropriate. Everything's always inappropriate or it's unseemly, or he just uses these words. I mean, in the Afghan situation, I mean, it's such a dangerous region. I mean, and the ramifications of America losing there or having to pull out. You got China to the east and Pakistan to the south and Iran to the west and all these other stands to the north. I mean, it's just a brutal region. And looking down the road, you know, we do need to have an influence in that region. And we already do. And I think it's good we do, because there's a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, you don't hear anybody talking about a precipitous pullout. I mean, you haven't heard anybody talk about that. I mean, you've heard people say, look, maybe a better strategy is to not escalate our footprint there, but to hone it better, to narrow it and focus it in on the most important problems. We've heard from people who have been there. I mean, on this show, you heard from somebody who's been there, Malcolm Garcia, the journalist who lived there on and off for 7 years. You know, I think the question you're asking is right. What to do is the right question. And I think that, you know, the idea that automatically deepening our involvement there and escalating our involvement there, the idea that that's necessarily going to make us more safe, I just don't buy it. And I certainly don't buy that there's anything wrong with the president considering other options other than simply that. Cliff, thanks for the call. 8:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Looks like the stop and go is starting to loosen up around the city. Southbound of 25, busy in a couple different spots. 104th to Thornton Parkway. Same deal there after 48th Avenue, taking you past Spear. Also late jams across the Narrows there from about Broadway up past University. Northbounders, not really hitting snags, but some fog, low-lying fog still hampering people in Castle Rock area, Castle Pines Parkway, all the way up to Lincoln Ave. Our crashes right now, one in the median, westbound C-470 around 285. It's not really affecting traffic, but people in both directions kind of slowing down, taking a little peek. Also a crash at Colfax and 225, been there most of the morning. Forecast, morning fog and drizzle turning into partly cloudy skies with the possibility of rain this afternoon. Look for a high around 60, right now 48 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our five-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaripsi.com.
About it. Well, I was the same way till I went to Icon LASIK. Let me tell you something about Icon. They're a Denver institution, and they offer interlace bladeless LASIK, NIDEC, and Wavefront LASIK technologies, the top of the line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $499. Per eye, and they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call Icon. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call Icon, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
AM 750 here on AM 760. You just got an IM. You can always instant message us at www.am760.net at the J. Marvin page. David, maybe this was a fact-finding trip, by Congressman Doug Lamborn in Honduras to see how to pull off a peaceful military coup. Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Hello, David.
Hey there.
Hey, just referencing back to the past hour, I can play all day with Gene, too. I can go till 10 o'clock with him. He was factually incorrect about Pelosi's trip to Syria. She took four Republicans with her. I think it was Wolf was the ranking member of the Appropriations Committee at the time. He was from Virginia. He had Pitts from Pennsylvania, Adderholt from Alabama, and Daryl Issa from California met with Assad the day after she did.
Yeah, right, right. And I think, you know, the Bush administration didn't like it, but they didn't say don't go. In other words, the State Department didn't issue a directive saying don't go. So you're absolutely right. It was bipartisan, and it was different. And I think there's an important difference there. It wasn't trying to challenge the legitimacy of the president's ability to make foreign policy, much less support a dictatorship. I mean, this was a photo op to support a dictatorship. All right, stick around. Keith Ellison, the first Muslim elected to Congress, next.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it...
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports at $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder, on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. With the worst of the flu season looming, the first H1N1 vaccines are being given out this morning. And one of the first places to get the vaccine lay on your Children's Med Center in Memphis.
I think they understood that we were a hard-hit area, and it made sense when the vaccine first became available to provide some of it to the areas that were seeing a lot of influenza.
The hospital's director of infectious diseases, Dr. Keith English, says the priority list is topped by healthcare workers.
Doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, medical students, all people that have contact with sick children who may have influenza right now.
So far, it's just the nasal mist vaccine that's available. H1N1 shots could be ready by the end of the week. Mother Nature is helping Southern California fire crews with cooler temperatures, higher humidity, and lower winds as they try to contain the 7,500-acre wildfire threatening the resort town of Wrightwood. CBS's Hattie Kaufman says the countryside makes homes especially vulnerable.
You've got trees that go right up to wooden decks, which could create just a real fire ladder. If the tree were to catch on fire, you know, it would go from the tree to the deck to the roof of your house.
Several thousand people in the Wrightwood area are under a mandatory evacuation order. The worst of the cold weather is still weeks away, but even with energy prices down, it's expected that because of the recession, many more Americans will be looking for help paying their heating bills this year.
We're expecting to see about 9 million households receiving energy assistance. That's up from about 7.5 million last year.
Mark Wolf, executive director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. British researchers have made a key finding in the study of breast cancer. University of Cambridge pathologist Paul Edwards says they've uncovered a faulty gene that has a strong link to the disease.
We found it in at least a half of them, and we don't really know about the others, but a fair guess would be that probably half of all breast cancers have lost this gene.
A federal appeals court has stopped the execution of an Ohio man convicted of strangling his 67-year-old neighbor, basing the decision on last month's failed attempt to put another inmate to death. In the end, though, says George Washington University constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley, he expects those executions to go ahead.
The likelihood is that the state will prevail. The Supreme Court has never said that it is a violation of the Eighth Amendment to have these types of good faith mistakes.
Yes, the nation's unemployment rate is creeping closer to 10%, and yet there are six-figure jobs out there going unfilled. Why? Sophia Korporecki of MoodysEconomy.com says employers have the luxury of time on their side.
Companies can be very picky about who they're going to be taking. So even though they may be getting many applicants, perhaps they specialize in a particular industry. So they can wait to get someone to exactly fill the spot.
Checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 60 points, the NASDAQ ahead 19, and the S&P 500 up 9. This is CBS News.
At Vanguard, our investment philosophy is based on simple truths. For example, investment costs count, because while you can't control whether your investments will go up or down, you can control one thing, costs. It's your money. Hold on to it. To learn more about our low costs, visit Vanguard.com or call 1-800-VANGUARD. And remember, all investments involve some risk. Vanguard, the simple truth about investing.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. It's no deal for Joe Nocio. The Supreme Court says it will not hear the former Quest CEO's request for an acquittal or a new trial of his conviction for insider trading. Nocio began serving a 6-year sentence in April. He claims his trial was marred by improper instructions to the jury by the presiding judge. Attorney General Eric Holder, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, and FBI Director Robert Mueller are among the top law enforcement officials that will speak today at a conference for the International Association of Chiefs of Police in Denver. Each is expected to speak at the conference, and Napolitano will also join Governor Bill Ritter this afternoon to unveil an educational video for the public about the signs of terrorist training. In sports, the Broncos are where almost no one thought they would be right now. They are 4-0. They beat the Dallas Cowboys yesterday 17-10. And on Wednesday, the Colorado Rockies are in Philadelphia for the first game of the National League Divisional Series. They're playing the defending world champion Phillies. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
I'll pick it up for Todd here. Still got some stop traffic westbound I-76. Closed west of Sterling due to emergency culvert work. Detours are in place out there. Back around the metro in pretty decent shape. Southbound 25. Heavy, but volume's decreasing. Speed's starting to pop up a little bit there as you're making your way from 70 past Spear. Again, from Washington Street up past DU. Northbounders, no problems now. Maybe a little heavy heading out of Castle Rock at Founders. Also seeing some heavy traffic westbound 36, Sheridan to McCasland. I also got this crash out on the southwest end, C-470 westbound side near 285. It's in the median. Also a crash at Colfax and 225 in the cleanup stage. John Turk, AM-760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know Sherry Shepherd from The View. You never know what she's going to say next. Tonight, she stars in a brand new comedy on Lifetime Television. And it's not just a sitcom, it's her life. Sherry, catch a sneak peek tonight at 7 p.m., 6 Central, only on Lifetime.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I know 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's in the 40s right now, going up into the low 60s. I just finished my inaugural cup of coffee in my new coffee mug that I got from REI. Actually brought in a grinder that will now live in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, which, as any regular listener to this show knows, is John Turk's command console. I got some new pants this weekend. I've been wearing the same jeans forever, so I got some new pants. Watched The Great Outdoors. Drank some beer. Bought a new coffee mug. It's been a good weekend. Now, On the line with us now, as promised, Congressman Keith Ellison from Minnesota's 5th Congressional District. He is, hey, Keith, how you doing?
Couldn't be better, man.
It's good to hear you, man.
Well, you know, man, we got a lot of things in front of us, and I'm in a mood to get them done this morning.
Yeah, well, excellent. And, you know, we've been talking about Afghanistan, and
yeah.
let's just get right into that. There was a story, I think it was on Friday, that said that the a number of progressive members of Congress are going to try to push the Obama administration to not escalate the war in Afghanistan. Now, you're the vice chairman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Before
right.
we get into what Congress is going to do on that, I have to ask you, as we've been debating and discussing this all morning, General McChrystal is out there publicly campaigning for a massive escalation in Afghanistan. Do you think, before we get into what we should actually do in Afghanistan, do you think it's appropriate for a general to be publicly trying to pressure the commander-in-chief?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I think it's a very bad form. It's not the right way to promote any kind of policy, no matter what it is. I mean, you would think that a general would use the channels that are available to him and not try to employ mass media pressure. That's more of a tactic of a politician. But when it comes to a national security decision, I think it's just the wrong way to go.
Do you think, and I'd written a column about this, I mean, you see some Republican members of Congress up on the Hill saying, you know, essentially that the only thing that the president should really do on matters like this is to rubber stamp the military. You have John McCain saying that he's never
yes.
seen a disconnect between a
John
White House
Kyle.
And John Kyle, right, saying he's never seen a disconnect between the White House and military leaders as he sees today. Now, do you think, and my take is this, that I'm glad that the Obama administration is taking its time to try to make a decision and try to ask questions of military leaders, ask questions of national security officials to try to make the right decision here. Why do you think we've gotten to a place in our political debate where it seems that at least one side of the aisle is always saying, look, the only thing a president should do is rubber stamp exactly what the military brass wants?
Because they don't have a firm grasp on the democratic process and don't believe that a civilian should be the commander-in-chief and take all the considerations for our nation's security into consideration. They're militarized. Their psychology orientation is in favor of dominance, and they think that only the gun and the bomb are the only effective tools for persuasion. They've proven that again and again over the last 8 years. I'm glad that we're returning to some semblance of civilian rule, because if the commander-in-chief, the president, just rubber stamps the military, why then don't we have a military state?
What about the accusation, though, which will inevitably come that
oh, he lacks patriotism, or he's not
well,
brave,
yeah, or that even to you, I mean, you're on the airwaves saying that look, we should want civilian leadership.
Yeah.
We should ask questions of the military brass, and that has always been translated into, at least since Vietnam, into politicians trying to meddle with the military and not showing proper respect to the military. What's your answer to that?
Hey, I respect the military. I think they're a part of our society and should, you know, within the proper channels, offer their views. But they don't run the country, right? And if they ever do, this will cease to be America as you know it. And there's an argument to be made that over the last 8 years during the Bush era, that we did just turn over the nation to the military. But here's even a more startling point than that, that these guys want to go past what the military even wants. You know, if you recall, Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld and these guys were actually making decisions that military leaders were in opposition to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this militaristic concept, claiming that the gun and the patriotic devotion are somehow synonymous, you know, is really gotten our country into an awful, awful mess. And, you know, it's time for us to do some, you know, we got to talk some civics out here so people will know that America, a free country, needs to be led by civilians, not military. And look, one of the surest ways to manipulate the population is to challenge their patriotism, to challenge their courage, and then everybody and every politician kind of falls in line. I won't be doing that, and I know there's a lot of people on the Progressive Caucus who won't be caving in either.
We're talking to Congressman Keith Ellison. He's from Minnesota's 5th Congressional District. You were the first Muslim elected to the Congress, and that has made you, I think, something of a voice speaking to the Muslim world on behalf of America. Now you have traveled throughout the world, and you have you occupy by virtue of who you are a fairly unique place in our politics right now. Now we have a situation, and it's where we've got three members or four members of Congress who have now traveled down to Honduras against U.S. government policy. One of them,
I like them apples.
I know, and one of them is our member of Congress in this area, Congressman Lamborn. Now, talk to us a little bit about, because you have done this yourself. What is appropriate as a member of Congress to do and not do on the international stage? In other words, at what point are you making foreign policy yourself, or are you simply reinforcing America's foreign policy? And do you think that a member of Congress should refrain when traveling abroad from crossing that line?
First of all, let me tell you, yes, it's true I'm a Muslim, and it's true that I'm the first one ever elected, but it's also true that I'm not running around trying to impose my religious views on anyone. You know, I'm an American who cares about my country and uses my faith to inform what I believe is morality based on love, generosity, based on it, protection of people who are vulnerable, things like that. So now let me just jump into your other point. I think what the Constitution says is that, yes, the Congress does have a role to play in foreign policy. And I think the policy is what we should set. We make funding decisions. We make appropriation decisions regarding foreign policy all the time. We have a Foreign Affairs Committee that does that. But the administration's job is to carry out that policy. So I think the line is we should not be interfering with the carrying. We should not be conducting foreign policy. We should be setting foreign policy, and then the administration's job is to pursue the policy that we set. That's my understanding of the Constitution and the law. Of course, this gets blurred all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact is that when I accompanied Nancy Pelosi to Syria in March 2007, mm-hmm. Republicans just had a conniption over that. Although all we did is talk to. Leaders about policy and things like that.
And if I remember correctly, that was although the Bush administration wasn't thrilled about it, the State Department, they didn't say
right.
Don't go.
No, they didn't say don't go. They didn't say it was a problem with we couldn't go.
Right.
And in fact, you know, I went to Gaza, you know, and the State Department didn't say don't go, but they did say their policy is that no one from the State Department could accompany me. But that I told them I'd be with the UN, and they said that's fine. Now I really don't have a problem with those Republican members actually going to Honduras just to pick up some facts and find out what's going on. I do have problems with when they directly contradict the administration's ability to carry out foreign policy. We cannot send mixed signals to the rest of the world. Right?
I mean, they are effectively meeting with. I mean, it's one thing to they're meeting with a government that isn't. As I understand it, isn't really officially recognized by the United States.
And I'm going to tell you this. I think that what they're doing is more troublesome from a moral standpoint than from a legal standpoint.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, legally they might be able to say, okay, we get to do this because of thus and so. But you know what? From a moral standpoint, this is a government that effected a coup d'etat on a democratically elected government. And that, to me, is absolutely disgusting. When you go around saying coup leaders get a pat on the back for what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
you are signaling something very dire and very wrong. I mean, you know, and look at it. You know, we are a country that believes in democracy. We believe in the rule of law. We believe in elections. And so you go here and rubber stamp a coup leader, somebody who took power at the barrel of a gun, what you're doing is you're condoning this kind of behavior, which in my view is absolutely reprehensible. So again, I'm not going to say they don't have a legal right to go there. I will say they have a moral obligation to stand up for the rule of law, fair elections, and to stand opposed to taking power by the gun. That's the kind of thing. That's what I find so fundamentally offensive about that.
We're talking to Keith Ellison. He's the congressman from Minnesota's 5th Congressional District, the vice chairman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. And I'm sure a number of our listeners are eager for me to ask you about health care because the Progressive Caucus has been playing such an important role. So for weeks, you've been talking about this. I know on this show we've been talking about it, that the end game is now happening. The end game of where the Senate is probably going to come into the final stages of this with a bill that either has a weak public option or no public option. The House will probably come in with a fairly strong, hopefully fairly strong public option. And the way to make sure that the Senate comes in with the best possible position is to create a situation where the president has to negotiate or feels like he can't pass a bill without a public option, and specifically to do that is through the Progressive Caucus by basically playing a kind of brinksmanship. Where are we in that? I mean, and I guess I'll make the question specific. If all of what I've just said is true, it requires there's going to be a standoff. The conservative Democrats in the Senate are going to say, we're not going to vote for this without a public option. The progressive Democrats in the House are going to say we're not going to vote for this without a public option. I messed it up. The conservative Democrats in the Senate will say we're not going to vote for this with a public option. That happened in the Finance Committee. There's a standoff here. The president has to basically decide who he's going to roll. Now, in the past, the people who've gotten rolled on things like the Iraq War, et cetera, have been the Progressive Caucus. Where are we now? Do you think the Progressive Caucus is ready to stand firm?
I do, and I do believe we're ready to stand firm. We have a lot of respect in the House. The Speaker has made it abundantly clear that she is for a public option and is taking the position she can't pass a bill without a robust public option. And so what we want to do is get the best, most powerful, most robust public option to conference as we can, and then count on our friends in the Senate Dems like Russ Feingold and Chuck Schumer and Rockefeller and Bernie Sanders and people like that who will be able to hopefully carry their weight. You know, quite frankly, I'm very proud of Al Franken, who's come in really strong and has been very, very clear on his support for the public option. So we got to count on them, but we need to send a strong, robust public option to the conference so that whatever comes out of the Senate, the president's in a position to actually work out his values by having a robust public
option. Well, let me ask you one last question then. Are you prepared, and I ask every member of Congress who comes on this show.
We
asked Ed Perlmutter this, we asked Diana to get this. Are you prepared, and do you think enough of your colleagues are prepared to vote against a conference report that has either a meaningless public, trigger, a watered-down public option, or no public option?
Yes, I am. But look, let me just tell you, if there's no public option, there's a no vote coming from me. If there's a weak public option, there is a no vote coming from me. But I'm going to parse this thing. You know, I'm not going to sit up here on your radio show and say I'm going to have some robotic reflexive reaction. I'm going to read it, and it's going to have a robust public option. But let me just tell you this. If we have a good, solid, robust public option that will work, no triggers, no nonsense like that, no co-op, no nonsense like that. You know, but I guess what I'm saying to you is that I'm not doctrinaire and unwilling to talk. But what I am is but I believe that a robust public option is essential to make the whole thing work. I mean, the reality is we're going to tell people you must buy insurance if you're an individual. You have to. And if you don't, we're going to tax you. And so then we're saying, and you have to buy it from these highly oligopolized, highly concentrated market of health insurance companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, 3-4 players. Some states like Alabama got like one insurance company. And we're going to make you buy from a monopoly or oligopoly, and then we're not going to do anything to make them play straight with you. We can't do that. We cannot do that. And so, you know, you can bet I'm going to stand in there firm, strong, And we're not going to be doctrinaire, but we are going to be, we are going to insist on the best interest of the American people, which is a robust public option. We're not coming out of some ego place where we're going to get our way or whatever. This is a very patriotic, devoted thing that we're doing by insisting on a public option. This is for the best interest of the American
people. Well, absolutely, and I just want to point out to listeners that the L.A. Times had a story this weekend that said that the administration is now finally starting to really pressure the Senate Democrats to accept a public option. And that, by the way, the story makes clear that that is a change of the president's tactics. And it's a change because enough House Democrats, like Keith Ellison, are out there saying we have to have a public option. That without that dynamic, there wouldn't be that change in the president's tactics. And ultimately, I think, the change in the bill to make sure that we have a public option that we need. Representative
Keith. Dave, can I dive in on one more second? Or you got to
sure,
go?
fire away.
Let me just say real quickly, you know, yeah, kudos to the Progressive Caucus, but way bigger kudos to the progressive community, because you are the ones who demanded that we draw a hard line. And this is an example of what progressives can achieve if we hang together, we stop being cynical, and we fight for what America needs. We can win this way, but we got to hang together. And after we win this one, and we're going to win it, we're going to make changes on energy, immigration, and a whole bunch of other stuff. We got an agenda.
Well, I think it's absolutely, people need to hear that, because I think people end up feeling when they, I'll just be frank with you, Keith, I think that when people see the president, he had sort of gone back and forth a little bit on the public option. People
yes,
said, well, what is this all about? I thought we made change when we voted him into office, and I think
made
people,
some change,
yeah,
not
right,
enough.
That's right, and I think people have learned, as you said, that if you stay engaged and you continue fighting tooth and nail, that you can actually change the political dynamic. Congressman Keith Ellison, he's from Minnesota's 5th Congressional District. Find his website at Ellison, ELLISON.house.gov. Keith, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Anytime, Dave. You take care.
Okay, you too. That was Keith Ellison. Great guy. A friend of mine. First Muslim ever elected to Congress, the vice chairman of the Progressive Caucus, and I think his last message is really important. Well, actually, there's two messages. One, there are good members of Congress in there fighting the good fight, like Keith Ellison, so that is reassuring. And two, that without your voice, the proper lines couldn't be drawn on issues like the public option to actually make sure they end up in the final bill. All right, after the break, we're going to start talking Olympics, a little bit of Olympic talk. You're not going to believe what the right wing is saying about the failure of the America's, the United States' bid to get the Summer Olympics here. They're actually cheering on not getting the Olympics here in the United States.
They'll cheer for him to lose. No, yeah, I mean, they are like just so against Obama. And
it's only about that. That's all it's about.
You know, hey, America would win if we hosted the Olympics, wouldn't we?
I think so. I mean, my views on the Olympics are this. I'll just, I would not cheer. Chicago seemed to want the Olympics. I don't think I would want the Olympics in my town as just a regular citizen. Maybe if I owned a business, or maybe at a macro sense, it would be. It's good for the economy. But I certainly wouldn't cheer the United States as a whole not getting the Olympics, because it is a benefit to people's economy. Now, the question I will ask after we play this disgusting right-wing spite is whether folks here in Colorado, now that Chicago is not getting the Olympics, do you want Colorado to try to get the Winter Olympics or any future Olympics? I'm kind of mixed on this. Just because I know the kind of traffic problems and the kind of infrastructure problems that it can cause.
Bring it on.
You're pro-Olympics.
I'm pro-Olympics. Bring in all the honeys from Scandinavia.
Well, dude, I got to tell you something.
No, I know. I'm just being juvenile.
Denver has got a pretty weird history when it comes to the Olympics.
I know it does.
In 1976, it was going to come here, and we kind of backed out. So
blocked it.
One thing, so my position on this is a little nuanced. I will not cheer. I think it's disgusting to cheer the Olympic Committee turning down the United States as an American. I think that's gross. But I don't know if I'd necessarily want an Olympics in my town. Maybe call me a NIMBY guy, not in my backyard. I just don't know. We'll take your calls. We'll debate it out after a traffic update with John Turk as he fantasizes about the Scandinavian swim team.
Yeah, exactly, Dave. Still got this problem out near Sterling. Westbound 76 shut down due to emergency culvert work. Detours are in place. Other jams around town. Westbound 36, Federal to Sheridan, again from Table Mesa out to Baseline in Boulder. No problems for eastbounders. On southbound 25, though, you hit some snags coming into downtown from Park Avenue past Spear. Also got some crashes out there, some new ones, Colfax and High, Alameda and Galena, and finally Florida and Clay Street. That's near Federal. Your forecast today, going to be a little hazy and foggy this morning, drizzly. That should turn into some partly cloudy skies with the possibility of rain this afternoon. Look for a high around 59, 60, 61 degrees. Right now, we're at 48 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You know Sherry Shepard from The View. You never know.
You just called 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Now, who do they call?
Unit 114 is on route.
In an emergency, most run away from danger.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to help you some breeze.
Meet the people who run directly into it.
Got a pulse.
Trauma, only on NBC.
You really missed your calling in life.
Yeah, I should have been a rock star.
The night begins with a new hero, followed by a new trauma. Then laugh off all that drama with new headlines from Jay. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on NBC.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Are you an employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
About Narostin, she called for a free trial.
Narostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Narostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Narostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
We don't need the Olympics. We've had them a million times. Our economy doesn't need the boost of the Olympics. And then an American president, in a sort of George W. Bush-like way, goes and tries to bully the International Olympic Committee.
He
did try to bully them. Come walk with us. I'm here for America. Can you imagine if some Republican, if Bush had done this, and we hadn't gotten the typical Bush heavy-handedness, cowboy, unilateralist, hegemonic, imperialist action? Obama falls into that trap, and they run for it. So I must say, you couldn't help but be amused by it.
That was one of the nicest comments that the right-wing lunatics made over the weekend about Chicago not getting the 2016 Olympics. That was Bill Kristol on Fox News saying that Obama had somehow behaved like George Bush by daring to advocate for his own country to get the Olympics. It's so utterly ridiculous, it's hard to even...
Dave, you notice how he said, like, Obama said, I'm here to speak for America? Like, isn't that what the... Isn't the president the, kind of the spokesperson for the United States of America?
Well, you'd think after the, you know, that thing called the election, but...
Right.
He
kind of speaks for the United States when he goes abroad and talks to people, right?
That's right.
It's kind of the idea about being the president.
But you raise a good point. This is the right wing that is really always trying to challenge the legitimacy of the president, of President Obama, which is really amazing because, you know, these are the same conservatives who talked about how Ronald Reagan won a quote-unquote mandate election in 1980. Now, if you go back and check the facts, President Obama won a bigger margin than Ronald Reagan. And yet the right that touts Ronald Reagan as having a mandate has the nerve to constantly challenge the legitimacy of President Obama, which is just ridiculous. And I have my problems with President Obama. If you listen to this show, you know I got some problems with him. But challenging the legitimacy of his presidency is I don't care if you've got policy disagreements with him. That should be unacceptable to you as an American. What also should be unacceptable to you as an American are media voices in the biggest of big-time media cheering when the country fails. Now, I don't want our media to be necessarily cheerleaders for government policy. Right, I got a problem with the whole thing known as embedded journalism in Iraq, which ended up, I think, after 9/11, in particular, creating a cheerleader kind of coverage. Oh, the Iraq War is great because we're embedded with military units in Iraq. I got a problem with that. In the same way, I have a problem with folks cheering on America not succeeding. I think there's a problem with that. And especially not succeeding on an economic issue like getting an Olympics. Listen to this craziness from the right after the Olympic Committee passed over Chicago for the 2016 Olympics.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Conservatives in the media rejoice after learning that Chicago will not host the 2016 Olympic Games. Listen back to the conservatives who crusaded against Chicago.
This is all about paying back the Daily Machine.
Ooh, Chicago is good at community organizing and organized mafia. Oops, did I say that out loud?
Teen violence epidemic that is unabated.
Is this a city where we want the Olympics taking place?
And listen to conservative leaders Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh giddily celebrating the news that Chicago will not host the Olympics.
I mean, please, let me break this news to you. Oh, it's so sweet. The world has rejected Obama.
Enjoy this. Savor this moment.
Worst day of his presidency.
I am. I don't deny it. I'm happy.
Barack Hussein Obama. Mm-mm-mm.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
I mean, these people are just, they're just sick. I mean, they're really, they're sick. And I'm sure I'm going to use it. They're unpatriotic. It is unpatriotic to cheer on the Olympics passing over your country. That is unpatriotic. You are literally in the media cheering against against your country.
And these are the same folks, Dave, that kind of drape themselves around the American flag and say, I'm a patriot and you're not.
It's unbelievable.
You're supporting terrorists.
It's,
you know, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. I mean, their hatred of Obama they are so blinded by enraged hatred of President Obama that they are using the airwaves to rejoice over
I'm coming to the point,
America's
Dave,
failure.
Where if I was to run into Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck on the street, I would kick their ass. No kidding. I would just walk up and say, I'm sorry, dude. It's on.
Well,
I seriously would love, and I'm not condoning violence towards Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck. I'm saying I would personally do it if I ran into them.
Well, you know.
And I'd have fun doing it, too.
I think there's a lot of people who they have enraged now. you know, they've created this cycle.
It's become ridiculous, man. It's not even, it adds absolutely nothing to the debate.
And they've created this cycle where they're such haters that they make haters out of us.
And I know.
It's
I'm not
downward,
a violent dude, but.
It's this downward spiral. And, you know, I mean, but I'll throw this out there. And I'm not doing this just to be provocative. I think there's a problem when you cheer on, when you use the media to cheer on the failure of your country. However, I don't know if I'd want an Olympics in my town. So there are two issues, I guess. We'll just throw it out there. Do you think it's appropriate for anybody in the media, much less lunatics like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, to have celebrated the failure of the United States to get the Olympics in 2016? Was that appropriate? I mean, they were not celebrating it on policy grounds, right? They were not saying, oh, we don't want the Olympics here because we believe it brings this and that and that's bad. They were celebrating it because it was an Obama loss. That was pretty clear. So was that appropriate? And then I'll throw this question out here. Do you want Denver and Colorado to pursue bringing the Olympics here in future years? We are the only state in the country that has... Not the only state in the country. We're the only example in the world of a place that was awarded an Olympics that subsequently rejected it. I'll fill you in on that history, but I'd like your take. Do you want an Olympics here in Colorado? I'm not so sure I do. I'll tell you why after a traffic update with John Turk.
I want Glenn Beck. I want Glenn Beck in the AM 760 dojo right now.
I would love to get Glenn Beck in the AM 760 dojo.
Not to have a verbal confrontation with him. Just to have a smackdown.
We should know that if Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh are listening...
I'm fired up, man. That media matters a minute.
Avoid John Turk on the street.
Yeah, dude, I hope you come back to AM 7 or 6:30 and do a live broadcast here. That'd be awesome. All right, I'll get the traffic for you, Dave, I promise. Still got this situation, Weld County, westbound 76, shut down near Sterling due to an emergency culvert project. Detours are set there, so just expect about a 5-10 minute delay. Also seeing some jams around town on southbound 25 around Park Avenue, taking you past Spear. Also heavy on westbound 36 in basically Federal to Sheridan across Westminster, again from Table Mesa on into Boulder. Accidents, Florida and Clay Street, that's just a little bit near Federal. Also, four-vehicle crash, Alameda and Galena, that's out near Havana Street. And finally, a crash at Colfax and High. Forecast, mostly cloudy, fog and drizzle in the a.m., possible rain showers this afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, maybe lower 60s. Right now, it's 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, talk to someone who has, the pros at Advance Auto Parts. They have AutoCraft batteries for almost every make and model, and will even install them for you at most stores free of charge. Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
This is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaris.com.
With such a great annual return of 2.05% APY, people think there's a catch.
But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident?
That's why I bring up Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they fight these people all the time. So the big guys are not going to push the little guys around, because they got Mike Turner and Scott Henderson to step in. They're progressive lawyers, and they don't fool around.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Yeah, I think this is a media circus, and this is not where the country is. If you're trying to build an audience for a talk radio show of a few million people, this works. This solidifies the audience. It's not where the country is. We have more independents in this country than Democrats or Republicans. Even on the Republican side, we've got, you know, frankly, people I consider loons and harmful for America, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, all these guys. They don't control the Republican Party.
That was David Brooks on Meet the Press. David Brooks is somebody I disagree with on almost everything. But a stopped watch is right twice a day. And he was absolutely right in saying that the Republican Party has been hijacked by lunatics. Or at least the image of the Republican Party has been hijacked by lunatics. We're talking about the Olympics. I mean, that was most clear when these people, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and the like, celebrated the failure of the United States to get the 2016 Olympics. And it brings up a question that I'm throwing out there, which is, do you think it's okay for these folks to celebrate that? Or do you think it betrays a fundamental lack of patriotism on their part? And then a more specific question. Now that Chicago's out of the picture for 2016, it means that in 2020, another American city could make a legitimate bid. I mean, if Chicago had gotten it in 2016, then it would have been almost impossible for an American city to get it in 2020. Now that Chicago's bid is over, now it's possible for an American city to get it in 2020. Do you want Denver to make a bid? Would you support that? Now, this is an interesting question for us out here, because Denver and Colorado as a state is the only example of a state that has ever rejected an Olympics, ever. In 1972, Colorado was awarded, Denver was awarded the Olympics for 1976. And what ended up happening was, and I'm reading here from the Rocky Mountain News, Colorado stunned the world in 1972 with a brash young lawyer lawmaker named Dick Lamb leading the way. Residents said they didn't want the 1976 Winter Olympics, and they said it in a big way. The landmark vote on November 7th, 1972 wasn't even close. 59.4% said they weren't willing to spend tax dollars to have any of the games in their state. It was an amazing turnaround from just 2.5 years earlier, when a small Denver group returned as conquering heroes from Amsterdam after meeting with the International Olympic Committee. So Colorado was the only example of a place after being awarded the Olympics, subsequently rejecting it. So where do you come down? Do you want the Denver and Colorado to make a bid for the 2020 Summer Olympics or maybe the 2018 Winter Olympics? I mean, I'm of two minds on this. I'm torn about it. When I heard that the Olympics was potentially going to go to Chicago, I was like, oh, man. I was living in Chicago. I mean, that city's already got traffic problems. It's got infrastructure problems. Its public transit system is kind of crumbling. It's going to make living there a nightmare. Then again, it's going to be an economic boom for the place. And in tough economic times, you know, anything that can boom the economy is welcome. Now, I wonder about that for Denver. A lot of us live out here because we don't want to live in such a gridlocked kind of situation. Do you want the Olympics to come here? 303-713-7600. George in Colorado Springs. George, you're on AM 760.
David, I wanted to just say that there was a piece in the Nation online yesterday called, I think it was like Chicago Loses, or it was about the Olympics in Chicago, and I wanted to correct the idea that Chicago didn't want the Olympics. According to that article, 84% of Chicago's citizens polled against it.
Yeah, well, that I think they're probably expressing, you know, the reservations that I'm expressing about if the Olympics came here. Now, I think there's two different things going on, right? I mean, I think right-wingers, Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, celebrating it, they weren't celebrating it as, you know, people who live in Chicago, right? They were celebrating it as a political loss for Obama, which I think is bizarre.
Well,
I think is
there's some truth in that. I mean, he's the only president that ever pushed for an Olympics. He first one to ever do that. This is a good article.
I'll check out the article. But my only point is this, is that Beck and Limbaugh were not cheering as Chicago residents who didn't want to deal with traffic. Right. They're two separate issues. You cannot want the Olympics in a place for a legitimate reason. Right. Like you don't want to deal with traffic. You don't think your infrastructure is ready for it. Or you cannot want the Olympics because you want to sacrifice whatever economic boom may come from it because you hate the individual president in office. And those are two separate things. I think you can say, hey, I don't want the Olympics in Denver, but I also don't want Rush Limbaugh running around cheering every time something bad happens to the United States. Thanks for the call. George in Oops. My bad. We just talked to George. Let's talk to Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760.
And as far as the Olympic things go, I mean, it doesn't seem like to me it's like condemning Chicago's failure to do it. It's not a matter of being unpatriotic or anything. It's just coming from the right. It's hypocritical. You know, just I spent 8 years listening to how I was unpatriotic, how I was a bad American, how I didn't love my country. If I said any kind of criticism at all for a Bush, even when I felt the criticism was justified.
Yeah, well, right? I mean, I think there's a patriotic issue in the sense of if you become so partisan that you can't respect the national interest, then you're both hyper, you're allowing your partisanship to blind yourself to citizenship is unpatriotic.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. But at the same time, if I see the president making a mistake and I legitimately think it's a mistake, and I criticize him for it, that's part of being an American. That's part of the freedom of speech.
Oh, I agree with that. And but what I'm saying is that I didn't hear any, and they're you're right. They're well within their First Amendment rights to cheer this on.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, they weren't saying, "Hey, I'm glad the Olympics isn't coming here because I think Chicago is not ready for it," or "I'm glad the Olympics is not coming to the United States because I believe that the Olympics ultimately cost taxpayers more than it benefits
sure.
them." They were saying, "I'm glad the Olympics isn't coming to the United States because Obama pushed for it, and I don't want to support anything that Obama pushed for." That's allowing your partisanship to blind you to citizenship.
If this had happened a year ago,
exactly,
they would have gotten on the Bush bandwagon, and you know, anybody who criticized Bush for going over there.
That's exactly right.
They would have jumped all over.
If George W. Bush had gone to the Olympic Committee and pushed for the Summer Olympics to be in Austin, Texas, and had gotten rejected, it would have been lamented, and rightly so, by those same people who are cheering on what happened last week. That's absolutely true. Thanks for the call.
9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Would you want the Olympics here in Colorado? And do you think the right-wingers have just gone completely off the deep end, off the unpatriotic deep end, by cheering on the Olympic Committee passing over the United States for 2016? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Still some jams in Weld County, westbound 76, closed west of Sterling due to emergency road work there. They got some detours set up, take you around it, but do expect about 5 to 15-minute delays. Also got some slow jams up in the high country, westbound I-70, around East Vail to Vail Pass due to an earlier crash. Back around the metro, things looking good on 25 now in 225 and C-470 back in the 50s and 60s. Do have a few accidents, though. Alameda and Galena, that's basically Havana Street. Also, Florida near Federal and Colfax and High Street. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy, fog and drizzle this morning. Should make way for some cloudy skies this afternoon. Possible rain showers in the metro. Highs in the upper 50s, maybe lower 60s. Currently 50 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year. And now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your...
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaris.com.
Hey, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy's easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Just the money you already make. That's right. No credit card debt. No car payment. No mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Elaine and Aurora, you're on AM 760 to talk about the Olympics. I'm a little bit torn about whether I would actually want it here in Colorado.
Well, I agree with you, but I have one point to make. A friend of mine was in L.A. when they were preparing. preparing for the Olympics there. She said it was the most wonderful place to live because everybody was pulling together and there was a positive attitude. And this is something, of course, that doesn't go in a column, but it's apparently just a terrific atmosphere for the people who were living in the city at that time.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. You make a good point. I mean, maybe it's something that that brings people together to rally around. That's a pretty good point. And I guess there's a case you made if they can do it in L.A. Right. I mean, L.A.'s got real sprawl and transportation problems. If they can do it in L.A.
12 years, so yeah.
You know, if they can do it there, then we probably, I'm not saying we couldn't pull it off. It's just a matter of, you know, how painful would it be to have such a huge event there? Although, you make a good point. And the other point that I should also make is, look, the Democratic Convention was kind of a pain in the ass, but it was also kind of great. And it was kind of great for the city. And it was kind of great for the economy. So, you know, there you go. Elaine, thanks for the call. Dan, you're on AM 760. Dan, hello.
Hello. Hey, I think it'd be great. I moved here 2 years from Dallas, Texas. I'm from big cities anyway. But I was wondering just kind of how L.A. and Salt Lake and all those folks, how long did it take them to recover after everybody left town?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, a couple things that I do know is that the benefit for Atlanta when they had it there, what was it, 96, that there was a lot of infrastructure built, which has helped that city. So the preparation for the Olympics actually built up some economic capacity for the city that ended up lasting, obviously, not into perpetuity, but certainly after the Olympics. So that was definitely a benefit as well. Of course, let's not forget, though, we are the one place in the world that has rejected an Olympics after it was awarded to us in 1976. Pretty incredible. We said we didn't want to spend taxpayer dollars getting it here. So it would be interesting if we make a bid. Hey, thanks for the call. All right, tomorrow we're going to check in with Max Brooks, the son of Mel Brooks, about zombies. He's the author of World War Z and the Zombie Handbook. We'll get to more of your calls. Open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo tomorrow.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.